in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on a sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
Yeah, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
783-3983 or at IdealHomeLoans.com.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Democrats and some Republicans are not the only ones raising concerns about the high cost of Medicare and what it means to their constituents. Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office Friday released a report that added new fuel to the debate. CBO, in a letter to lawmakers, said its estimate for drug benefits for the 10-year period ending 2015 had grown to $54 billion since January. No cumulative 10-year total was provided, but a separate CBO letter used figures that indicated a total over that period of $849 billion. One observer, Democrat Thomas Kahn of the House Budget Committee, says the cost of the Republican Medicare prescription drug bill just gets higher and higher while the underlying benefits for seniors never improves. In other news, Bush administration critics and veteran operatives are still trying to make some sense of the recent comments from CIA Director Porter Goss that his position is overwhelming. Yesterday for bipartisan cooperation to make massive changes in the nation's social security system. Democrats remain adamant against it unless the president is willing to change his plan to cut guaranteed benefits. Bush plans to travel across the country this week as part of his 60-day, 60-stop tour to persuade Americans to support personal retirement accounts. Most polls indicated Bush is having a hard time trying to sell his proposal for reform. A White House counselor says most of the opposition is coming from older Americans who would not be affected by the plan, that according to the White House. New leadership of the Democratic National Committee is planning to cast a wider net to attract those Democrats against abortion to feel welcomed by the party. Howard Dean says he's on that mission with potential Democratic Senate candidates testing the waters. Dean says the party will reach out to pro-life Democrats because they care about kids after they're born, not just before they're born. Dean sent that message days ago in Mississippi in a bid to rekindle Democratic fires in the conservative South. The next congressional elections are shy of just being 2 years away, but anti-abortion rights Democrats may run in both Pennsylvania and Rhode Island, and a Rhode Island Democrat would be challenging one of few Republican senators who supports abortion rights. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more...
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Alameda at Dakota. Now, this closure, because it's all closed southbound, will remain in place through the morning rush hour. All northbound lanes are open, so no detour necessary. However, southbound, you need to use Alameda west to Cherry Creek Drive north back on to Colorado. Boulder weather today, expecting a normal day. Temperature-wise for early March, 51, the expected high temperature. An overnight low of 33, and then tomorrow, a little warmer, 54, and mostly sunny skies. Currently, we have 32 degrees. Don't you wish Toyota made more stuff? Toyota certified used vehicles featuring 6-year 100,000-mile roadside assistance from the date when first sold as new. Check out the great finance.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Guarantees your satisfaction. So call now to hear the new Bose Wave Music System. 1-800-611-1617.
I'm a...
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Thank God I'm free of the right-wing media. I can breathe again.
Who is this man? He is a friend. He is the Beastmaster.
Colorado's favorite lefty.
That makes me a total Democrat, 100%. You know, I wear red as much as possible. It infuriates people with Bush stickers on their BMWs.
He's got loaded, honey.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And look for a high today. Could be near 56. It's 6:06, 6 minutes after 6, on Monday morning with Jay Marvin. And Mr. Turk at the controls, how are you this morning, Mr. Turk?
I'm doing well. A little underslept, but I'm hanging in there, Jay. How about you?
Yeah, aren't we always underslept on Monday morning? Man, oh man, Monday morning. All right. Listen, if you watched the chat shows over the weekend, and there were a lot of them, and not only those, but also if you were reading any of the newspapers, two people are being mentioned as presidential candidates in 2008. Two people. Who do you think they are? Now, Turk, I know you'll get the first one.
Hillary Clinton?
Yep. Who do you think the second one is?
No clue.
Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton. Now, my question is real simple. Would you accept a woman president? Does that really bother people? The reason I ask is, except for the usual sexual cracks, people I've talked to say no. Some of them would love Hillary Clinton. Well, more than 6 in 10 voters say they believe the United States is ready for a female president. This is according to a poll. The poll is conducted by Siena College Research Institute and sponsored by the Hearst newspapers. They also found that 81% of the people surveyed would vote for a woman for president, and 53% think New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton should try for the job. Other polls have identified former First Lady as the voter's favorite for the Democratic presidential nomination. On the Republican side, 42% of the voters said Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice should run for the White House, and 33% named North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole. The pollsters found that 60% of the voters said they expect a woman to be the Democratic nominee for the president in 2008. That's in contrast, they found that 18% expected a Republican ticket to be headed by a woman. Could you vote for a woman to be president of the United States? Would you vote for Hillary Clinton? 303-713-7600. About 67% of those polled said a female president would be better than a male one on domestic issues, but only 24% said women president would do better on foreign policy issues. Is that just a little tiny bit sexist? See, I have no trouble with the woman president. Do you have trouble with the woman president? Tell me if you do. You would have trouble having a woman as the president of the United States. I'd have no trouble whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I think maybe women would do a better job. I don't know what that makes me. An anti-sexist? I'm not sure what it makes me. 303-713-7600. I'd like to know what you think about having a female president run in the next election. And specifically Hillary Clinton. Could she beat a male Republican? Now, the last thing I saw over the weekend on these chat shows is they showed I think it was CNN had this, as some kind of a poll that showed that Hillary Clinton was leading John Kerry, and then after John Kerry came John Edwards. And then there was a percentage of undecided. We've never had a male president. Isn't it about time we tried something different? How about you, Turk? Could you vote for a woman?
I don't know if I'm ready to do that, Jay.
Oh, are you kidding me? You couldn't vote for a woman? Why?
We'll see in 2008. I mean, I probably could, but I just don't know enough about Hillary yet. I just don't know
if
I can do it.
Well, it doesn't have to be Hillary. I'm just asking if you could vote for a woman in general.
Right now, I'm going to say no, and that's going to sound probably really bad, but I don't know.
Why? What do you mean?
If
why?
The United States is ready for that kind of change yet.
Why? Why couldn't you vote for a woman? You don't think a woman would be as good as a man?
No, I do. I just don't know if the two that are probably out there, Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton, are the right two to be the first president.
I definitely wouldn't vote for Condoleezza Rice, that's for sure. Here's Michelle in the Denver. Michelle, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi.
Hi, this is Michelle. Yes, we need a Hillary Clinton. Condoleezza Rice, I don't think, is a good ticket. But if she selects a good VP, I think she can do it.
How about Hillary Clinton and John Edwards again?
John Edwards or Kerry? I would vote for Kerry again. I think Kerry had the right tenacity. I think he's very eloquent. I think he's very diplomatic. I think the problem with him was the disenfranchising of voters. There was a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but I think he was a good presidential nominee as well. But I think Hillary Clinton would be an excellent woman president. Condoleezza Rice, I don't think so.
Yeah, you know what? I find myself in agreement with you. I wouldn't vote for Condoleezza Rice. I would vote for Hillary Clinton at this point.
Yes, she is a good diplomatic woman. She would resolve a lot of issues that we have with these foreign countries. I think people would warm to her. She's a very eloquent woman. She knows what she's doing. She helped President Clinton in his bid to win a second term. Of course, she would be a great nominee.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Female president, yay or nay?
Morning, Joy.
What do you think?
I think I could do it.
Yeah, I do too.
I couldn't vote for a person who lies under oath as Condoleezza Rice did.
Well, that's a really good point. And I wonder if Condoleezza Rice ran. I wonder if anybody would bring that up.
Well, hopefully. I mean, I know you people would. The major media markets, I don't know.
Yeah, they might ignore it. Well, you know, they ignored that she lied under oath anyway.
Sure. They let everything ride. They let everything ride as far as Bush lies, Condoleezza lies. No issues are made of it, so I don't know. The only concern I have,
yeah,
whether America is ready, and we just couldn't take another Republican in the office again.
Well, I agree with you there, but more than in this survey, more than 6 in 10 voters say they believe the United States is ready for a female president.
Well, she's a bright, honest person, and I think she'd be fine.
All right, so do we start a draft Hillary campaign?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I want to see other candidates, and, you know, I'm not sure about Edwards, and I'm not sure about Kerry. I like Kerry, but I was really disappointed in the way he didn't stand up for himself.
Yeah, I've said this to a number of people. If it had been me, and I'm not saying that I, you know anything more about this than anybody else, but if it had been me, the minute, I mean the microsecond, those Swift Boat veterans would have showed up, I would have gone after them tooth and nail.
Absolutely.
I would have backed them against the wall and forced them to make good on their statements.
I think that was his downfall. I think when that happened, and he let that ride for as long as he did, I think that's what eventually caused his defeat.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right about that. And I don't know. Hillary Clinton, to me, right now, doesn't seem to carry much baggage. And I like her.
I like her.
Maybe she's not as progressive. Maybe she's not as left as I would like her to be. But I like her. And, you know, given the choice, I'd vote for her, I think.
That's the problem. The only problem I have is she's moved a little bit to the center. And
yeah.
I don't believe in the theory of us, of the progressives, having to move to the right to win an election. I'm dead set against that. I like Howard Dean's approach and what he's going to do. So
yeah, me too.
Get the country ready for that in 4 years.
All right. Hey, Tim, thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Okay. 6:14, 14 minutes after 6, now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. What's the question? Would you vote for a female for President of the United States? 303-713-7600. And specifically, let's say it's Hillary Clinton versus Condoleezza Rice. 303-713-7600. If those two squared off against each other, who would you vote for? I'd have to vote for Hillary Clinton. I think it's time a woman became the president of the United States. I'm ready for it. And this poll found that more than 6 in 10 voters say they believe the United States is ready for a female president. Why not? Women can do everything else. So why not have a female president? All right, we'll take your calls coming up. 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's take a check of Boulder's Progressive Traffic.
And good morning. We are looking at a pretty clean commute right now. No problems in the Boulder area. The turnpike moving along at the legal limit, as is the diagonal. And no surface street crashes reported in Boulder County. However, there is a slow stretch reported southbound 25 between Thornton Parkway as you approach the turnpike. Also an accident on 120th as you get by on the left there over the I-25 overpass. It's jammed for a couple blocks. There is a water main break right now that has been affecting you all morning and will affect you the rest of the commute. It's affecting southbound Colorado, just south of Alameda. Southbound lanes are closed. Northbound you can get on by, but right now you need to detour yourself southbound one block of Alameda west to Harrison, and then again south one block and back onto Colorado. Boulder weather today mostly sunny, and you'll expect a high of 51 degrees, overnight lows of 32. It is currently 32 in Boulder. Wells Fargo customers enjoy exclusive savings at hundreds of locations with the Wells Fargo Link program. No fee to participate and a variety of businesses to choose from, including Subway, Fantastic Sam's, and Executive Tans. Visit WellsFargoLink.com and start saving. Wells Fargo Bank's members FDIC. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, and it's going to be partly cloudy with a high near 56 today. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600, I Am Woman. Because we're talking about the possibility of Hillary Rodham Clinton running for president, running for the president, or even Condoleezza Rice. More than 6 in 10 voters say they believe the United States is ready for a female president. The poll conducted by the Siena College Research Institute and sponsored by the Hearst newspapers also found that 81% of the people surveyed would vote for a woman for president. 53% think New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton should try the job. Other polls have identified the former first lady as the voters' favorite for the Democratic presidential nomination. And Condoleezza Rice weighs in there, too, on the Republican side. 42% of the voters said Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice should run for the White House, and 33% named North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole. 303-713-7600. I'm amused by this. I got like one phone call on this morning. So maybe I should just... Pat Broomfield, just hang on, Pat. Maybe I should just wait for the other 500 lines to light up. Because, you know, if we're going to do this, you got to participate. And the other thing is... Mr. Turk, John Turk, has something to say about this. You wouldn't vote for a woman. Why, Mr. Turk?
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I was having the argument with you during commercial break that I think that men kind of argue on more logical reasons. Women tend to be a little more emotional. And I don't know if that's going to get me in trouble. That's just my belief,
Jay. Right. You're not telling the whole thing. You also brought up what about PMS, didn't you? That PMS you think would be a problem. Are you scared women can't control PMS?
It might be a concern.
303.
You're going to get me in trouble here, don't you, Jay? I'm the one that has to deal with all the female listeners and put them on the line for you.
No, don't call up and pick on Turk because he's being honest. I bet you there's some men out there who feel the same way. I'm not scared by it. I think maybe a little PMS in the White House might be a good thing. 303-713-7600, Pat Broomfield, long-suffering, hanging on. Pat, thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hillary rocks.
She does.
Hillary is articulate, super smart, very savvy, very strong. She would kick Condoleezza's butt, and Libby Dole is a comedy.
Yeah, I agree. Libby Dole is not even in reality.
No, and Condi shouldn't be.
No.
Because, I mean, she personifies dishonesty in my book. And as far as PMS is concerned, Turk needs to remember one thing that kind of goes away when women go into the next phase of their life, so to speak.
You're talking about after they get around menopause.
Yes. So, I mean, that's really not an issue. But Hillary, oh, amazing, amazing woman. Strong,
right.
Savvy, and she would just be wonderful.
What about a woman, though, in the White House who was having strong menopause problems?
That can all be controlled.
Sure, by medication, right?
Of course. She's too bright to let that bother her. If she could go through what she went through with her crazy husband, believe me, menopause is not a problem.
Okay, thanks,
Pat. And frankly,
Pat.
I'd love to see him back in the White House. So.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure we all would. It'd be a relief over what we have currently, wouldn't
it? It would. The whole thing works for me.
All right, Pat. Works for me, too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right, so are we the only two that it works for? 303-713-7600. Yeah, because how old is Hillary Clinton? I can't remember how old she is. She was in her upper 40s, right? She may even be 50.
And, Jay, didn't she just kind of passively stand by while her husband was screwing around on her? Is this the kind of woman we want leading our country as well?
No, I don't think she knew about it, Turk. Do you think she knew about it? With Monica?
I don't know. It's hard to argue that
no,
she did.
No, you can't.
She had to know something.
No, you can't hold Bill. You cannot hold Bill against her. Against Hillary. As a matter of fact, Maureen Dowd in the New York Times in a column yesterday was talking about how Hillary played the victim card all the way to her senatorial seat. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. Here's Doug and Aurora. Doug, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, Doug.
First of all, I know a lot of Democrats, male Democrats, that just are really turned off by Hillary. And a couple of my friends say that. I'm a Republican, right? I'm leaning on the right side of the equation. And I don't think anybody could beat Condoleezza Rice. I think Condoleezza Rice would pull down 35 or 40% of the black vote. And that just shoots the Democrats right out of the water. That number alone.
I think Hillary would beat Condoleezza Rice handedly because Condoleezza Rice has to own up for much of what's gone on in this administration, including that public briefing memo in August, which he wasn't too square on.
What percent of the black vote do you think Condoleezza Rice would pull in? What percent?
I don't know.
Bush went from 9% the first time to 11%. You know, the Republicans are slowly making their inways into the black vote. Once the Republicans get 20% of the black vote, the Democrats are history. They're just toast.
Well, you know, I'm not going to deny that. I'm not going to deny what you're saying, because there was an article yesterday in the New York Times about some conservative black churches seeking Republican support.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of it has to do with voter turnout and who can turn out what and where it happens.
I know.
I mean, you have to admit that. I mean, Ohio still, to me today, smells a little fishy.
Oh, it's 150,000 one way. It might be a little fishy, but this disenfranchised stuff, come on, people. What planet are you living on?
Well, when you say come on, people, who are you talking about?
I'm talking to the left that thinks that there's a bunch of people.
Well, talk to me. I am on the left.
I know. You think a bunch of people were intimidated at the polls?
Sure.
Those people are idiots then in America.
No, I don't think they were intimidated. I think they had
idiots.
Trouble.
No, they
now,
were idiots.
You know, I don't think you have any right to call them idiots. Don't call them idiots.
If you are intimidated to go to the poll and vote,
Have you ever had trouble when you've gone to vote?
No, I never have. Never.
Well, then how would you know what the experience would be like?
You know what? I don't go
That's
to
like
vote.
Saying, have you ever
I
flown,
my
though?
I voting every year. Why would I go vote? Why would I stand in line to vote when I can vote 2 weeks
yeah,
early?
Yeah, but the day that
well,
you
well,
stand
what?
The day you stand in line and the day that it happens, then
no,
you'll have to
right.
call back up and apologize to me.
If you're standing in line, you're an idiot.
How can you speak? All right, fine. You're a name caller. Goodbye. See you later. Well, yeah, I can do that too, you brainstem. How about that? I mean, you never experienced it, so how would you know what it would be like to have somebody deny you your vote? You're denying that goes on in the United States of America? Thank you. Take a hike. Here's Andrea in Boulder. Andrea, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I'd absolutely vote for Hillary Clinton. I think it'd be great. I think the problem with that is that just like people are worried about or unlikely to vote for a black president, they'd be unlikely to vote for a woman president.
Well, what about your husband?
My husband would absolutely vote for Hillary Clinton. He thinks she's great, too.
Well, that's all we need.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I think when it comes to Condoleezza Rice, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. She hasn't even, I don't think she has the experience that would be necessary. I don't think she has the background. I don't think that she's proven herself. And I think everybody knows that.
Well, what that guy was saying, too, is a tad bit racist. I mean, to assume that because a black person runs, every black person's going to vote for him. Look, Joseph Lieberman is Jewish. I'm Jewish. I wouldn't vote for Joseph Lieberman if he were the only candidate on the ballot.
Absolutely right.
I mean, that's kind of a racial stereotype kind of, statement. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Have a good day, okay?
All right.
All right. And Michelle, who called earlier, is black, and she says she called back to say she would not vote for Rice, and many of her black friends feel the same way. You know, I'm always interested in this idea that, you know, you're going to vote for somebody because, oh, I'll vote for Joseph Lieberman. I'll back him because he's Jewish. No, I don't agree with him. I'm not going to back him. Or I'll vote for somebody because they're Christian. Or I'll vote for somebody because they're black or they're Hispanic. To me, that's a terrible stereotype. Now, I lived in Chicago. Mary and I have lived there on and off 10 years. I ran into a lot of African-American people who didn't like Colin Powell. And if he ran for president, they said they would not vote for him. Remember his name was being bandied about? 6:29, 29 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to get up around 56. And let's check out some Boulder's Progressive traffic here.
Thanks, Jay. We are looking at some slow stretches right now. They are on the freeways. We're looking at I-25 southbound, heavy in Thornton from 104th on through to the turnpike. The turnpike itself still moving along at a reasonable rate. We're seeing speeds between 60 and 65 miles per hour both directions until you get to Pecos, and then eastbound slows to about 55 miles per hour. If you are downtown in the Denver area, we are seeing a problem with a water main break. This is going to affect you for the entire morning. In fact, it has shut down all southbound lanes of Colorado just south of Alameda. You may want to consider an alternate route, possibly heading west to Harrison and then go back south one block and then to Colorado. Your Boulder weather today, highs close about 50. We're looking at sunny skies and an overnight low of 35. Tomorrow, more of the same, about 54 in sunny skies. Currently, we've got 32 degrees in the Boulder area. Wells Fargo customers enjoy exclusive savings at hundreds of locations. With the Wells Fargo Link program, you have no need to participate in a variety of businesses. Can choose from Subway, Fantastic Sam's, exclusive tans. Visit WellsFargoLink.com and start saving. Wells Fargo Bank's members, FDIC. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat. Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
21 game to win a $2.1 million grand prize. No purchase necessary. Contest ends March 12th. See store for details. Only at CompUSA.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. Condoleezza Rice versus Hillary Clinton. And what about the idea of a woman becoming president of the United States? More than 6 in 10 voters say they believe the United States is ready for a female president, a poll found. The poll conducted by the Siena College Research Institute and sponsored by Hearst Newspapers also found that 81% of the people surveyed would vote for a woman for president, and 53% think that New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton should try for the job. Other polls have identified the former First Lady as the voters' favorite for the Democratic presidential nomination. Now, on the Republican side, 42% of the voters said Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice should run for the White House, and 33%, I can't believe this, there's 33% of these misguided individuals out there who think that Elizabeth Dole should be president of the United States, God forbid. Boy, that suck out loud. The pollsters found that 60% of the voters said they expect a woman to be the Democratic nominee for the president in 2008. In contrast, they found 18% expected the Republican ticket to be headed by a woman. 303-713-7600, we go to Michael in South Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine.
Condoleezza versus Hillary, quite honestly, I think it's a toss-up if it actually were to be that an election. If I think Hillary goes against another Republican nominee, especially someone who's charismatic, especially somebody who's from a different area of the country, I think she gets toasted.
Who would you name that you could think of?
Off the top of my head, quite honestly, I don't know, but quite honestly, you know, I mean, other than her husband, the last time a New Englander won the presidency was Kennedy. You know, I just don't think she plays well in the heartland. And a lot of those people just aren't, you know, she will get tainted by her husband's presidency.
Well, having lived in the quote unquote heartland, which I did.
So have I. I've lived there before too.
Yeah, in Illinois. I don't see that at all. I see her as being extremely popular, and I see her as being extremely popular with both sides of the political spectrum. I know a lot of Republicans who like her.
Well, I don't know. I think that if the Republicans play their cards right, they'll be able to use her husband's candidacy against her, and that'll play really big with the religious right, and they'll come out again in force to, you know, put down the Ice Queen.
Well,
because the Democratic Party can't win in the middle of the country.
You know what? I think you're absolutely 100% wrong, and I think that the religious right only makes up a small fraction, and both sides both bases turned out this time, and both bases will turn out again. It's the swing voters that you care about, and the swing voters are scared of the religious right. And you know what? Had Kerry conducted a different kind of campaign, he'd be sitting in the White House right now. Hillary Clinton is not John Kerry. Hillary Clinton won't run from any dirt that the Republicans will throw. And I'll tell you something. It is time. You sound to me like you're a Republican, but it's time. It is time for those of us who sit on the left. It's time for us to quit screwing around. You know what? the Republicans want to throw mud, you want to get into that kind of negative campaigning, then we should jump into it with both feet. I'm not scared of it, and I don't think any other progressive should be scared of it.
No, and shouldn't at all.
And Condoleezza Rice has got a lot in her background that we can bring up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does. I don't think Condoleezza Rice is a great choice for president either, you know, to be the first woman president. I just don't think Hillary is either. I think it's going to have to be someone who's a little bit more towards the middle of both parties. And I think that's how the first woman is going to win.
Well,
someone who's a little bit more moderate and is going to draw people, I mean, really draw people
from both sides. I saw Hillary Clinton in a joint interview with Lindsey Graham, and Hillary Clinton was even endorsing those people who believe, she's reaching out to those people who believe in the right to life, as Howard Dean has started reaching out to those people. So don't count to Hillary Clinton out. Thanks for your call, though. I appreciate it, and have a great day.
You too.
303-713-7600. Could you vote for a woman for president? And specifically, who would you vote for, Condoleezza Rice versus Hillary Rodham Clinton? Turk, do you feel like you're being shot down now, with your whole thing about women being emotionally unstable during certain periods of their lives?
No, I don't think I'm being shot down yet. I mean, I'm amazed that we haven't had one call, Jay, a man saying that we're not ready for a female president. Not one of those,
well,
not one call from them yet.
Maybe because the majority of the male listeners to AM 760 believe we are ready. I don't know why any man would be threatened by a woman as president of the United States. I think a woman would do, in many cases, a better job than a man.
You know, in what sense, Jay?
In what sense? Well, because we've had men run this thing for how long? 200 some plus years? We've got all men dominating the system now. Look at the federal judges. The federal judges in this country, 60% of them are white males. I mean, a little change might do us some good here. Let's give some women a chance to see what they can do. Why would anybody be threatened by that? I mean, look at the current makeup of the government now. Condoleezza Rice is the only African-American woman we can point to. I just think it's time for us to maybe possibly think about making a change. And I like Hillary Rodham Clinton. Is she as left-wing on some things as I am? No, but there are a lot of things about her that I really like. And who can speak to women's issues better? Who can speak on the subject of abortion better than a woman? I mean, there's too many male voices in that area to begin with. So are those enough reasons for you, Turk?
It's a pretty good list.
Yeah, how are you going to beat that? So if you had a choice between Hillary Rodham Clinton, John Kerry again, and John Edwards, who would you take? Who'd be your choice? I'd have to go with Hillary Rodham Clinton. I like John Kerry, but he's had his turn. 303-713-7600. You know, there are people, I know there are men out there who buy this idea that women are the weaker sex, but I've never believed it, and I don't believe it today. Here's Elaine in Boulder. Elaine, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi, Elaine.
Okay, hi there.
Hi.
Just a quick comment, Jay, about why a woman might be better. Women have the experience of motherhood, and it gives us a different mentality when it comes to thinking about war.
Boy, is that a true statement. Is that a true statement? Plus, women through childhood know about pain, too, right?
Gotcha. You betcha.
And also when... And they also know about suffering. So
and they don't want their sons fighting and unnecessary wars.
Well, old men are always sending the young off to die, and particularly old white men.
Exactly.
You know, when are we going to get sick of that scenario in this country?
Well, I hope soon.
All right, Elaine.
Thanks
for the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 303-713-7600. You know, that's really true. Old white men always send young kids out to die. Of course, you could point to Colin Powell, but he got eased out of the administration. Because why? Because he was too moderate. He and Wolfowitz didn't quite get along. So, would you back a woman for president? This poll says that people are ready. You're right, Turk. We've not had one man call up and really say that they object because they don't think women can do the job.
It's mostly just cut on party lines. So if you're a Republican, you would immediately assume that Condoleezza Rice would be better than Hillary Clinton, I guess. 6:43, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And I got one line open. And let's check progressive traffic right now.
Checking up. Look at the Boulder Turnpike. You're moving along at a pretty reasonable pace. We're not seeing any major problems. You do have a water main break, though, in Denver. It's Colorado southbound, just south of Alameda. An alternate route is advised as southbound lanes are closed until further notice. This is probably going to affect the rest of the morning crew, or rather, morning commute. Crews are working aggressively in the meantime to fix that problem for you. Spectacular weekend packages at the world's one and only Brown Palace Hotel, starting at just $199, including valet parking and a full breakfast. Grab life by the lobster tails and call 303-297-3111 for reservations at the Brown Palace Hotel. Your Boulder weather today, a high around 51 degrees and sunny skies. Tonight you can expect a clear evening and about 32 your overnight low. Tomorrow mostly sunny again and 54. It is currently 32 in the Boulder area. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello,
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit 2freenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Prisoners to face torture and what's going to happen with Ward Churchill. We'll talk about that a little later on. In the morning. All right. The phone number here, 303-713-7600. Hillary, one, do you think it's time for a woman president? Hillary versus Condoleezza Rice, who's being battered about as a Republican candidate in 2008. Let's go to Ryan in Loveland, who's been hanging on. Ryan, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Not too bad. I think Condoleezza Rice is... Well, I don't think she should be where she is right now, but I think a big issue with Hillary Rodham Clinton is going to be gun owners in America.
Well, I happen to be one of the few people on the left that doesn't believe in gun control, so this is kind of a weird situation, but you got to hear me out about this. I don't believe in gun control because I think that people who use guns to commit crimes are part of a bigger symptom in this country called bad mental health. But I don't think gun owners... I don't think the NRA and people like that will keep Hillary Clinton out of office. I don't think they have enough muscle.
Oh, really?
Sure. I don't think they do. I think they make a lot of noise, but I don't think they have. I don't think they have enough muscle to do it.
Well,
they're no different than any other special interest group.
Well, sure, but special interest groups control this country, wouldn't you say?
Not at the level of the NRA. I would say corporate special interest groups control this country. I think the NRA does. And Wayne LaPierre and those people put effective pressure at times on people, but I think there's people on the left who would balance that out.
Well, but I think that's just one issue that really draws people from both parties. I mean, you got a lot of gun owners who are Democrats that are going to come out for that, just like you have a lot of people on both sides of the abortion issue that belong to both parties. I think that those are the issues that are really going to determine whether or not she gets into the presidency.
Well, I guess we would just have to humbly disagree on that or see what happens. But, Ryan, I thank you for the call, man. Have a good day.
Good enough. You too.
Okay. Hey, Democratic House Majority Leader Andrew Romanoff is expected to join us at some point in the next 2 or 3 hours, and we'll ask him about what he thinks is going to happen with Ward Churchill. The outcome of the Ward Churchill situation is expected sometime this week. Let's go to Vince in a cell phone in Denver. Vince, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Vince.
Well, in answer to your question, yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely ready for a woman to be president. I think they generally do a better job at almost anything than we men do.
You know, see, I have the same feeling. I don't know why it is, but I have the same feeling. I think women are the superior species of the two. I really believe that.
I certainly do. I mean, we're the ones, evolutionarily, we're the ones that were supposed to do the heavy lifting, and I think they did most of the thinking, quite frankly. Unfortunately, as optimistic as I'd like to be, I know the, just party polarization is one thing, but I unfortunately don't believe that America, there are an awful lot of people out there that are still prejudiced against people of color, that are still prejudiced against women. And I think it's a real tough road to hoe. So
You think that'd be a problem if she declared for the presidency of the United States? You think that there are Neanderthal knuckle-dragging men who would either vote for the other party or stay home simply because they couldn't stand a contest between one woman or maybe two?
Absolutely. They're the ones that voted for Bush, the Neanderthals.
Yeah, but they would have Condoleezza Rice.
Well,
theoretically.
Okay, in that situation, if it was Rice against Hillary, there's no contest whatsoever. Rice is the most incompetent moron I have ever seen in my entire life.
So you think Hillary would roll over her?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, but how many would men stay home in that case, though?
You know, it's difficult for me to say. They very well might. They, there really is a Neanderthal feeling out there. Basically, I think the people that voted for Bush had the same mentality. It's basically, we're strong, let's go out and beat up people we don't like.
Oh, now you're talking like the Gropinator. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Vince. Have a good day.
All right, Dave. Bye.
Okay. So Turk types on my screen here. Great, I'm a Neanderthal. Turk?
Yes.
You want to own up to that, man?
Well, I mean, if that's the kind of mentality that we're labeled as, if we say we're not ready for a female president, I guess I'm a Neanderthal. I mean,
why are you not...
the way I've been raised. You know, I think that men make great presidents, great leaders. I mean, definitely we need some change, but I don't know if right now is the right time.
But why? What's wrong with having a woman as president? I mean, you know, having a woman as president, why not? I think it'd be a great idea. As a matter of fact, I think it'd be better. You know, men have been in control for 200-some-odd years. Aren't you a little tired of them screwing it up?
Yeah, but we've had many, many great presidents, too. I mean, they're not all crappy. Just because Bush is pretty much an idiot doesn't mean that they've all been bad. And we've had great male leaders in this country.
Boy, a lot of name-calling here this morning. Notice how I'm trying to stay out of that. Although I did resurrect the brainstem there for a second.
You should have just left me out of this one, Jay.
All right. How many of you out there agree with Turk and how many of you agree with me? See, I think Hillary Rodham Clinton would be an excellent president. Now, you know what? And I don't say that based on gender. I say that based on who she is and what she thinks. As opposed to, say, Mitt Romney of Massachusetts, or I don't know. Think of a rising Republican star that you can think of. There are men, huh? What were you going to say, Turk?
Whatever happened to Pat Schroeder?
Well, she dropped out of politics. But what I was about to, you know, I was thinking about this for a second, and then what I was about to say is that I guess there is a contingent of men out there who believe that women are the weaker sex. Is that what you're saying? You believe that they're the weaker sex? Or are you just objecting to Hillary Rodham Clinton personally?
I think I just object to Hillary Rodham Clinton personally.
Oh, okay. So you don't think that women are the weaker of the
definitely
two sexes?
Not. If I said that, my wife would probably leave me today. I hope she isn't listening this morning, actually, because I might be in trouble when I get home.
Well, so you're just objecting to her. So what am I saying here? What are you saying here? You're saying you would accept any other woman? Is that what you're saying? All right.
Not any other woman. I mean, it depends on their platform and what they want. I mean, like that one, that last caller said, you know, the gun issue is a big one. There's a lot of gun advocates here in the country, and I think that she would definitely lose those votes. And I like to be able to carry a handgun, too, if I could.
Well, yeah, but that makes you one subject wonder. You got to think of the broader picture, I guess. All right, 6:55 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Next, coming up, the CIA sends terror suspects abroad for interrogation. Are they being treated in an inhumane manner? We'll talk about it coming up. And also, Ward Churchill, what's going to happen?
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at EuroOptics. Men do make passes at girls in EuroOptics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. EuroOptics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
EuroOptics.
people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
In the Denver Tech Center. That's 303-447-9000. You're going to like this.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information or to register online.
Services cost only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Longtime Bush allies breaking ranks with a family on the environment. Former U.S. Secretary of State James Baker is expressing concern about the issue of global warming. Baker, in a surprise move, recently told an audience of oil company executives that orderly change to alternative energy was needed. Baker told the Houston Farm Club that he would not be surprised if they were surprised by his stance, but Baker chalked it up to his preoccupation with hunting and fishing and desires to see more to protect the environment. Baker went as far as saying that when you have energy companies like Shell and British Petroleum saying there's a problem with excess carbon dioxide emission, Baker says, "I think we ought to listen." Another Republican has also had a change of heart, this about posting a domestic issue on his website. Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum thought he would do the administration's groundwork in boosting support for an overhaul in Social Security by posting a poll on his website. But Santorum was forced to remove the findings of the poll on his site when 90.8% of the respondents clicked no to Bush's Social Security reform plan. When asked about the results of the poll, Santorum spokesman said the senator had no comment. It seems Pennsylvania Santorum continues to have his work cut out for him. The Republican senator is at the core of a debate over whether to raise the minimum wage for the first time in 8 years. Both the Democrats and Republicans say an increase would be politically expedient, but under the Republican plan, there would be an increase with a number of clauses in support of big business. Journalist Sam Rosenfeld of the American Prospect explains the difference.
Rick Santorum is taking a piece of legislation that Mitch McConnell had pushed back when he was a senator. It would raise the minimum wage by $1.10 over 2 years. It then has an just endless array of tax cuts and weakening of labor laws, kind of sugarcoating for business. Santorum is pushing this to give cover to moderate Republicans who would otherwise feel, because minimum wage increase is very popular, and so they kind of have to shuck and jive and hide the fact that they don't want to pass it. So it gives cover to moderate Republicans so that they don't have to vote against Ted Kennedy's bill.
Sam Rosenfeld of the American Prospect as he appeared on Mark Maron and Mark Riley's Air America's Morning Sedition. The Democrats are calling on President George Bush to do the math, charging his proposed budget will already worsen the bleak deficit picture. That based on a new congressional analysis showing more signs of red ink, nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says Bush's plan will saddle the nation with federal deficits for 10 years, with the lowest projected deficit at $229 billion in the year 2010. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Michael. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, taking a look at the commute. We still have no major problems in the Boulder area. We are seeing some slowing now as you head eastbound on the turnpike towards Denver, however.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
At I-70 and Chambers Road. Your Boulder weather today, mostly sunny and 51. You're expected.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Italian countryside is just as spectacular as their main dishes. So try a cannoli, Italian chocolate cake, or homemade tiramisu.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it's going to be a nice day along the Front Range today with a high near 56. Partly cloudy with a low of around 29 tonight. And before we get into the CIA sending terrorist suspects abroad for interrogation, you know, the right wing always makes a big deal about family values. They're always harping about family values. But think about the family value people on the right who seem to be having problems, including the governor of the state, Bill Owens, who is a friend of mine, or one time was a friend of mine. You know, you look at Rush Limbaugh, you people. I mean, how many times has he been married? What, three, four? Well, you know, maybe I can't be a poster for a poster boy for family values, but there's certainly family values at my house. Mary and I have been married 24 years, and it'll be 25 this August, and today's a very special day around our household. And, Mary, are you there?
I'm here.
You know what today is, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's my birthday.
That's right. So I want to put you on the radio and say happy birthday to you, because I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Because if it wasn't for Mary, I'd be lost.
No, you wouldn't, but thanks.
You should run for president.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
No.
You'd make a great president.
Well, thanks.
You'd vote for Hillary, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah. What about Condoleezza Rice?
No.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Because, see, we don't have a recorded birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mary. I love you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I love you, too.
So we're going to go out tonight and celebrate?
No, we're going to unpack boxes.
Okay. I'll see you when I get home. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you later. She is one great person. She's traveled all over the country with me. We've been together for 24 years. She's put up with a lot. And I'm mentally healthy today and physically healthy today, and a lot of it has to do with her. So how about that, Turk? Can you beat that?
No, I can't.
Okay.
It sounds like you got a great wife, man. It sounds like we're both lucky.
Yeah. Well, say hello to your wife. Is she listening?
I'm sure she's awake, but I don't know if she's listening. But good morning, Stace. I love you. Hope you're having fun getting those three kids ready.
All right. This story appeared in the New York Times over the weekend, and I read it, and I'm just too cynical to believe otherwise. And then I came in this morning, and I saw the story on the wires again. And once again, I'm too cynical to believe otherwise. CIA sends terror suspects abroad for interrogation. White House says U.S. does not export terror and torture. CIA has been allowed to secretly transfer terrorism suspects overseas for interrogation, a former U.S. official said on Sunday, but a White House spokesman denied that the United States used the practice of exporting torture. The official, who asked not to be named, this makes it fishy, doesn't it? The official who asked not to be named, because there are classified issues involved, emphasized that the process known as rendition. And if you saw yesterday's New York Times, Sunday's New York Times, there was an article in there about this whole rendition business, is conducted with strict government oversight and with approval from the White House and the Department of Justice. The practice had existed for years, but President Bush expanded it after terrorist attacks of September 11th. This is according to the New York Times yesterday. The program of renditions is fully authorized, so the CIA is not doing anything illegal that has not been authorized by the president, the former official said. He also said both the chairman and ranking Democrats in the House and Senate Intelligence Committee are entitled to know about it or have been briefed on it. But the Times, citing current and former government officials, reported Sunday that the program was aimed only at those suspected of knowing about terrorist operations. Those officials said the CIA had gone to great lengths to ensure that prisoners were not tortured, but some of those seized and shipped to third world countries such as Egypt, said they have been drugged, beaten, and electrocuted while in custody. And human rights groups have questioned the legality of this practice. And the New York Times reported yesterday that this has been done without a broad review, by even so much as a broad review by the President of the United States, George Bush. Of course, Dan Bartlett, who is the communications director for the President, gets on CNN and says, well, you know, part of this is to make sure that we can deal with known terrorists who may have information about live operations, and it's critical that we're able to detain them to get the information. Having said that, at every step of the way, President Bush and his administration has made very clear that we abide by the laws of our land and the treaty obligations that we have. And I guess what I'm asking you this morning is, do you believe this? Former CIA agent Michael Schur told CBS's 60 Minutes that the program began under the Clinton administration. And he said everyone knew the terrorist suspects were being sent to countries that don't have the same legal system we have. It's convenient in the sense that it allows American policymakers and American politicians to avoid making hard decisions. It's very convenient. It's finding someone else to do your dirty work. And ask whether the United States was complicit in torture, Schur said, you'll have to ask lawyers. I wonder how many of you either approve or disapprove of this at 303-713-7600. And if you get the same squeamish feeling in your stomach that I got when I read this, both yesterday and then on the news today, about this rendition business. Now, the New York Times, in their article, indicates that the broad review had not come from the Bush administration. So that the CIA was just shipping people out to places like Egypt, and they complained of torture. In a time of warfare, which we're supposedly supposed to be in, is this acceptable behavior? Is it acceptable behavior to lease out or to send out your terror suspects to a third world country that doesn't have the same human rights and doesn't have the same laws that we have? Do you approve of this behavior? Or maybe you'd just like to comment on it. Because to me, it runs counter to everything we're supposed to believe in this country. Innocent until proven guilty. You're supposed to have your day in court. We have checks and balances that are set in to make sure that innocent people don't get hurt. Even though sometimes it fails in our own system. But at least we have the checks and balances there. I don't think they have those checks and balances in places like Qatar and Egypt. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons. Get plugged in here. and tell me what you think about this. Should the United States continue this practice, yes or no? I think we should stop it. I think we should stop it. If we're going to be a beacon of human rights to the rest of the world, which is, you know, what they claim we are, some people say we are, if we're going to be a beacon to the rest of the world, how in the world, how in the world can we get away with this? Is this, you know, because then we get into a situation of do as I say, not as I do. And sending people to Egypt or into any other third world country to allow them to be tortured or beaten because they don't have the same rules that we have, to me, is absolutely alien to everything that this country ought to stand for. And it may have started under Clinton, but it continues under Bush, and Bush should be held accountable for this. Because they're doing it in your name and with your tax dollars. And it bothers me. Maybe I'm the only one who feels this way. Maybe I'm the only one who feels that I don't want this done in my name, using my tax dollars, to send these people overseas to a third world country where they're in some dark dungeon somewhere and get beaten every day. You know, even if they're bad guys, we have to stand for something. And we have to stand for the rule of law. And we have to stand for social justice. And even the most accused has a right to representation. I mean, I'm very uncomfortable with this government holding people like such as Jose Padilla for a year without any kind of representation, without any kind of day in court, holding people without trial. I'm against that totally. That does smack of a police state. And you remember Ward Churchill, of course, got in trouble for making that statement about the United States being a fascist state. I don't think we are one, but I think that this is bending the rules way too far. I don't think any of you would want to go through that. I know I certainly wouldn't want to go through it, no matter what. Suppose I found something on your, you know, on your computer disk or something. I mean, you know, would you like to be able to be shipped off to some third world country where they could beat the hell out of you? Like, for instance, you know, to use iron rods on your bare feet? And to have this kind of a thing go on? It's so hard these days to be outraged over anything, since there is so much going on. But this speaks directly to our stance on human rights. The fact that the CIA has been allowed to secretly transfer terrorism suspects overseas for interrogation. Oh, here. Okay, so we can't, you won't answer your questions. We can't get you to fess up to the fact that you're a terrorist or that you have knowledge about terrorist operations. So here's what we'll do. We'll just send you over to Egypt or Qatar or some other place in the third world. And as soon as they get through pulling your fingernails out, then maybe you'll tell us what we need to know. I don't understand why in the world the Bush administration thinks this is okay. I don't think it was okay under Clinton. I don't think it's okay now. 303-713-7600. Do you think that's all right? Do you condone this practice? And do you think that the United States of America is totally, completely within its rights to take prisoners, send them to a third world country where they get the hell beat out of them, and because they won't tell us what we want to know, and that they could possibly be tortured, even though the CIA claims that's not happening? But then again, most of these people are being exported, and it isn't subject to a precise review by the Bush administration. 303-713-7600. It's 7:16, 60 minutes after 7. And we'll take a look at progressive traffic with Jamie Michaels.
We are looking at a couple of slow stretches today that are really affecting the commute right now. It is affecting you eastbound 70 between Federal and Brighton. Also on the turnpike, pack it in now, especially between the Sheridan Boulevard area as you head towards Pecos. You really don't exceed 40 miles an hour, and in many places you're at about 15 during the break temp dance. Coming southbound in Thornton 120th all the way through the Turnpike Interchange, very heavy and slow. The only good news is there are no accidents, and we'll keep you up to date as that probably will change throughout the morning. Your Boulder weather today, mostly sunny skies and 51 degrees, and your overnight low 34, tomorrow about 54 and sunny again. It is currently 36. degrees in the Boulder area. Don't you wish Toyota made more stuff? Toyota certified used vehicles featuring 6-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance from the date when first sold as new. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer. Go to toyota.com/certified. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at...
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build the course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay 2 nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, 2 qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your 2 free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention 2 free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Stick in it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And a nice day today along the Front Range, a high of 56. We're in the middle of talking about the CIA outsourcing terrorist suspects for interrogation. Here's something the Bush administration doesn't say much about. We'll get back to that in a second. Here's something that they don't say much about. The climbing price of gas. This morning on the front of the Boulder Camera, gas thefts up as fuel prices rise. What's wrong, George? Can't your good friends the Saudis control world fuel prices? All right, the CIA has been allowed to secretly transfer terrorism suspects overseas for interrogation. Does anybody else object to this? I object to us doing it at 303-713-7600. I really do. Because you know damn well in these third world countries, they lack human rights. Egypt, for instance. And I object to the idea of sending these people out who have information about quote-unquote terrorist activities going on live and allowing them to just be tortured. Here's Kim on a cell in Montebello. Kim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi.
Hey there. Yeah, I thought it was unacceptable under Clinton. It's still unacceptable. And further, I wonder why Cuba, which is supposedly a communist country with more, you would think more progressive viewpoint, is allowing us to have Guantanamo Bay there.
Because there's nothing that Fidel Castro can do about it. He's never taken the money that we sent him for Guantanamo. He takes the checks, supposedly, allegedly, and puts them in a drawer and never cashes them. And, you know, when you bring up Cuba, and I was there, I was in Cuba in 1996, by the way, but when you bring up Cuba, you know, the interesting point about that is we are always down on the Cubans for violations of human rights. Boy, Bush can't go to Florida and say enough about that. But then what are we doing?
Yeah. We're exporting it.
In other words,
our hands clean, supposedly.
Yeah, so in other words, maybe, I mean, if, you know, winning Florida wasn't such a big electoral deal, maybe Bush would like to make some kind of a deal with Fidel so that we could send these people to the Cuban jail system, right?
Maybe that's what he's got in mind. I don't know.
All right, Kim, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah, you know, you look at Cuba. We had a stupid embargo on this country for God knows how many years. And the exile groups in Miami are always yelling about the inhuman conditions and the terrible torturing and bad things that go on in Cuba. And yet, what are we doing? We're outsourcing people to the exact same conditions. Let's go to Bill in Fort Collins. Bill, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I think it's fine, especially if they are... if they're nationals of another country. We don't owe them. They don't owe allegiance to us. We owe no allegiance to them. Let's export them to a country, maybe their home country.
You don't find that to be hypocritical, that on one hand you would send people into a situation where their human rights would be violated, but on the other hand we're pointing fingers at people all over the globe, mouthing off about how they violate their human rights? And I can think of three countries in particular, North Korea, China, and Cuba.
Absolutely not, if they're trying to hurt me or my fellow Americans.
So hypocrisy doesn't bother you?
It's not hypocrisy.
It is hypocrisy.
No, it isn't. If they're trying to hurt me, it's not hypocrisy.
It is hypocrisy because the Cuban leadership would make the same claim, so would the North Korean leadership, so would the leadership of China make exactly the same claim. Now, if you don't buy it from them, why would you buy it from your own government?
You know...
No, I don't know. Tell me.
False logic that is pervasive throughout this quote-unquote progressive thought community that you're part of that thinks, like the last lady, that Cuba is a progressive place. That is insane. You people...
You know what? This business about you people, don't even point your finger at Cuba when you're willing to condone the same activity in your own self-interest.
You know...
No, I don't know. Tell me.
I am. I'm telling you. These people are here. They're trying to hurt us. There's nothing wrong with sending them back to their home country or another country. Get them out of here. You know, it's crazy not to do that.
Boy, I feel sorry for you. Thank you for the call. You have a right to your opinion. Have a great day. Here's Cord in Simla. Cord, you're on the AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, this is a wonderful subject because it's outsourcing. It's sort of a natural thing when people have something that is absolutely disgusting is let's have somebody else do it. Don't be annoyed. Have them destroyed attitude.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
You know, it's a real sicky, but we do have a problem here in this country with our prison system. The private prisons in Colorado, we've had several things. There was a mutiny a few years back in Lyman where they tortured the prisoners, tied them up to the, chained them to the bars and put cattle prods in their genitals.
How do you go to the United Nations, stand up there, and denounce people for human rights violations, including Saddam Hussein at the time, and then you're turning around and listen to the last gentleman's call, you're turning around and then you're turning around and doing it yourself?
Yeah, it'd be, well, that fellow probably works in the prison system, you know.
I don't think that's the case.
You find, I live in a town that's basically economy is dependent on the prison system, and they have they're terrible social problems, you know, with underpaid guards and people getting rich off of it and so on, smuggling in and out and all that stuff. But what we do is we corrupt ourselves. We corrupt our soldiers. We corrupt the CIA guys who, you know, may or may not be, they're probably more liberal than most people realize. It's a liberal institution, which is very strange. But it corrupts everybody involved.
All right, Cord. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
You're right, it does. It gets mud on everybody. Abu Ghraib. Thank you, Cord. Abu Ghraib. Terrible situation, right? Now we find out the CIA has been secretly transferring. You know what? Why are they secretly transferring them if they have nothing to be ashamed of? 303-713-7600. 303-713-TORTURE. Let's go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I'm really glad that people like Bill. Bill, are you listening now? I'm really glad that he listens to the show. I mean, he's an absolute idiot, but the fact that he's listening to the show.
Stop.
The fact
Stop
that he
that.
Listens to the show gives me some hope that he might come around when he hears some clearer heads prevail. The notion that this torture is acceptable, that I think the argument that Bill made was, well, you know, if it protects me and my fellow Americans. And that just points out the underlying fear that the conservative side is using to justify these actions, which in the end put us at greater risk than we ever were before.
These are the same reasons that North Korea uses. These are the same reasons that any police state uses. We're doing it to protect you.
And they always talk about America. If it protects me and my fellow Americans and my America, and what they don't realize is that the America that was worth protecting is long gone. The America that we have now is an awful, violent, horrible thing run by these bastard neocon death cult Nazis. And the more that we perpetuate that, the more everyone's going to suffer, including Bill and his family. He needs to wake up and get on the Patriot side. And the Patriot side is the side that stands up against this crap.
We have to stand for social justice, my man. Kevin, thank you. Great call. 303-713-7600. Do you agree with the United States allowing the CIA to secretly transfer terrorism suspects overseas for interrogation? Yes or no? 7:30. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's check out progressive traffic.
Hey, thanks, Jay. We are looking at a water main break that is affecting you in the Alameda, Colorado area. It has shut down all southbound lanes on Colorado at Alameda. This closure is going to stay in place for the rest of the morning rush hour. All northbounders can get through. However, there is some delay packing you southbound. You need to go Alameda west a block and then to Jackson and then back to Colorado. Your Boulder Turnpike packing in now as you head east. We're seeing slow, slow speeds, 15 miles an hour near Sheridan. Westbound a little bit better for you. However, we are seeing southbound I-25 still under 20 miles an hour at 104th as you make your way towards the Thornton Parkway. Boulder weather today, expecting a normal temperature day with highs in the low 50s and overnight lows in the mid-30s. Right now, 37 degrees in Boulder. Richmond American offers floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now to receive their Culinary Creations Package. Make a smart move. Call 888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
21 game to win a $2.1 million grand prize. No purchase necessary. Contest ends March 12th. See store for details. Only at CompUSA.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's Radicals Reality Dictates. Jay Marvin here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 7:35. 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 56 under kind of a breezy type of situation. A little bit of wind today and this afternoon, but going to be another great day along the Front Range. I want to say hello to Jan Bayer of Lakewood, too. Jan, thanks for listening to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking about the CIA sends terror suspects abroad for interrogation. This is called rendition, and it's conducted with strict government oversight and with approval from the White House and the Justice Department, although the New York Times was reporting yesterday that it was broad approval, and that the case-by-case basis wasn't being reviewed either by the White House or the Justice Department, that they were leaving it up to the CIA. And I want to know if you agree with this kind of activity, if you think that this is a good idea, because these people may be out to harm us, and these are people who they believe have operational information about things that are going to be committed against the United States, acts of violence. Does that justify the means in getting the information out of them any way possible? For me, it doesn't. Because we point our fingers regularly at people around the world and we call them out for human rights violations, then what does it mean when we're doing it ourselves? 303-713-7600, 303-713-TORTURE. Let's go to Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Boat drinks, brother.
Hey, boat drinks, my man.
Previous caller, who I cannot remember his name, but I certainly heard the petulant name-calling that he had to generalize all of the people on the right with. I think it was neocon, fascist, death cult or something.
Right.
That's really not the road to go down. I mean, using Rush Limbaugh as an excuse, which is what I'm sure he would use for the name-calling, which is what I'm sure that Morning Sedition does, because that's who he's parroting doesn't make it right.
Well, I popped out with brainstem this morning. I probably shouldn't have done that, right?
Brainstem?
Yeah.
If you were talking to somebody you felt they were a brainstem, sure, but to generalize about, you know, an entire broad group of people the way that previous caller just did, it's not going to forward the debate in an intelligent way. But
well, I would agree there. All right, go ahead. What do you think about this?
I think that comparing our taking terror suspects, and I would assume, I don't know, and I guess we'll find out at some point in time that these aren't citizens, and if they are, they're not falling under the auspices of terrorism, that taking them to another country for a little more thorough interrogation, and we know that probably means torture, although we don't have any documentation of that, is not analogous to what Saddam did, what more likely than not is going on constantly in Saudi Arabia, what's going on in Iran. I don't think that's analogous. I think the wholesale oppression of an entire populace is much different than trying to protect a populace from a handful of people who are here to do harm to them. I don't think they're...
Yeah, but that's the exact same argument, though, that they would make. They would make the same argument to you that, well, you know, we detain these dissidents or we detain these people who are causing trouble and we torture them in jail to get information that we need.
Right.
We do what we think is right because it's the only way to protect ourselves from their upsetting the apple cart in society.
Right. Now, upsetting the apple cart in society is one thing.
Well, use another term. Go get another term.
Leveling buildings is another.
Well, get another term. I mean, in other words, if we were to criticize the Saudis for their human rights abuses, which we're reluctant to do, but occasionally we do, okay,
right.
Then how can you point a finger at anybody? I don't care who they are.
Well,
when you're doing it yourself.
Well, Jay,
or you're in a partnership with somebody who's doing it.
Jay, there's different levels of right and wrong. Obviously, there's jaywalking and there's murder, and I didn't use that because of your name. It's just...
It's okay. I don't mind.
Yeah. In countries such as Iran, where a husband who no longer wants his wife can make the simple accusation of infidelity, and she can be buried up to her head and stoned to death.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the treatment of Iranians in Iranian prisons.
Okay.
How we sit there and beat the drum about how terrible that is, then we turn around and we take somebody.
Well, then you want to
and we farm them out to some country where they get exactly the same treatment.
And you want to compare prisons to prisons and context to context. And our prisoners, our American citizen prisoners, get cable television, get to work out and get education.
We're not talking about prisons here in America.
We got to compare what's comparable. Now, you want to compare two different things.
No, I'm not comparing two different things. I'm comparing exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. Tell me where I'm comparing two different things when you say, for instance, we would all uniformly, probably most of us, would denounce the mullahs in Iran and say that the conditions there that people have to live under
Let me finish.
That the way that they are treated there in prison and what happens to them, that's absolutely 100% wrong, that we would go to the United Nations and claim that that's wrong, that human rights activists in this country would claim that that's wrong, and human rights activists internationally would claim that that's wrong, and we would side with them, but yet then we take somebody, because we have a belief that they may be involved in some operation, in terror operation, and we farm them out under rendition to a country that treats them exactly the same way, in exactly the same manner, and we've just condemned that. Doesn't that make us hypocrites?
In a very distinct, separated out, segmented analogy that you're making, it would. The difference is that people like myself condemn Iran for the wholesale oppression, the wholesale murder, the wholesale brutality against even the most innocent women who've been accused of infidelity, not just how they treat one terror suspect on their ground. If they had caught a terrorist, the Iranian government or the Saudi Arabian government, they caught a terrorist specifically in a plot to blow up a building in downtown Riyadh, and they then use what you want to call torture techniques to get extrapolate information, that to me would be justified. Beating a woman who's been raped, which is recently in the news, that a woman was beat more times, she was lashed more times than her rapists were, that is what we're talking about with human rights. That's what we're saying that we don't do as Americans, and our system doesn't allow nor condone as Americans,
you know what?
As an American government.
I just have to disagree with you. And I think if you look at most human rights reports, I think you're going to find that you're wrong. But
well,
I appreciate the call. Thank you for your time. Call me again. Let's go to Barbara. in Longmont. Barbara, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Barbara.
I've had a conversation with a man at work about this very thing, and I got the typical thing of, okay, you know, torture's bad, I abhor torture, as long, but it's okay as long as it's them.
Right.
As long as it's them to save me, it's fine. And I finally just had to say, I'm against it regardless. And even if it's to the point of my children's lives being saved, I would still be against it. For their sake, I have to stand against it broadly and across the world, because, quite frankly, torture, we know, does not work. If you're tortured hard enough and you're in enough pain and enough agony, you're going to tell your torturers whatever they want to hear to make them stop.
Yeah, that's like that scene out in Reservoir Dogs where they have the police officer taped down in the chair. And I think it's either Michael Madsen or Harvey Keitel says, look, you know what? You beat this guy long enough, he's going to tell you anything. He's going to tell you whatever you want to hear.
Right. And what it ends up doing is it ends up that guy, when he gets out, if he survives it, it has even more hatred and animosity to me and my children.
Right.
Because it's being done in our name. So it's the same as my saying, okay, take this guy, go torture him personally. Because he's going to take it that way because it's a societal thing. And here he has the U.S. of A., harbingers of freedom to the world. Note my sarcasm. And we're saying, oh, it's bad, it's terrible. What you people do is bad. But it's okay, we do it to you just to save ourselves.
And there are people who are coming forward who have gone through it and have survived, and they're talking, and it was in the New York Times article yesterday.
It was. It's disgusting, and it sends that double message, and it's making those people that already hate us in the world, it's giving them even more fuel and more reason to hate us.
Thanks,
and
Barbara.
We're going to get caught in that conflagration, and it's not going to be good.
All right, thanks. Talk to you again. Thank you, Barbara. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, 303-713-76, torture. We'll get back to more of your calls here at 743. I think that, actually, it's 744, about 6 minutes before 8 o'clock. Here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's some progressive traffic.
Hey, thanks, Jay. We are having accidents now, as you might expect. We're going to see some problems at I-76 westbound as a result of this two-car crash on the left shoulder after 74th. Slowing as you approach 74th right now. Also, a crash reported on C-470 eastbound with delays back to Santa Fe. The crash itself is just after Lucent. It moved it off to the right shoulder, but you still have some packing in. Finally, on the turnpike, very slow indeed from Sheridan all the way through to the I-25 interchange. At certain points, you will not exceed 45 miles per hour, and many times you're down to about 15 miles per hour. Spectacular weekend packages at the world's one and only Brown Palace Hotel, starting at just $199, including valet parking and a full breakfast. Grab life by the lobster tails and call 303-297-3111 for reservations at the Brown Palace Hotel. Your Boulder weather today, 51 degrees and mostly sunny skies, an overnight low of 35. Right now in Boulder, we are looking at 39 degrees. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins at...
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money, or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card.
Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Courtesy of the clock. Jay Marvin, good to be along with you this morning. Boy, you hear that brake commercial. I heard a guy over in Arapaho yesterday had brakes like that. Oh, goodness. All right, we're talking here about the CIA sends terror suspects abroad for interrogation. They call it rendition. Whether you agree with this or you disagree with it, I personally find it to be disgusting. Let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Ron in Castle Rock. Ron, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, Ron was there, and he faded away. Gabrielle in Boulder, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What I wanted to say was not only that I'm against it, but it's interesting that you're talking about this because what I see and what I've experienced even up here in Boulder is how the lines are becoming blurred on human rights and constitutional rights issues and who's pointing the fingers and how the laws are being applied is what's really in jeopardy. And I don't see from your other male callers, some of your other, there are a couple there, I don't think they see that.
No.
And I don't. And what's really disturbing is when it's their rights that are going to be in violation, then they're going to be crying, but it's going to be too late. And I've had these very issues with, as a matter of fact, in the last 2 weeks, I had a meeting with the city manager of Boulder and the deputy city attorney and the chief of police in Boulder because I personally finally got to a point where I've had my own situations up here, the police pulling people over of color, and I've walked in on August 12th of 2004 last year into a courtroom of all colored people, I mean persons of color, different ethnic minorities.
Right,
I mean,
I heard what you're saying.
The courtroom was packed, so I've really had my own questions about it, and I had brought to their attention that 6 years ago I had solved one of the biggest cases in Colorado history, and it turned out to be a federal case, but it was a bilking operation. I've done 2 bilking operations, and I've actually done one that has to do with environmental crimes that there's an investigator on. But the whole issue was that people are their lives are, they're dying and so forth, but we can't get anything done here. You know, we have
to. Well, the thing is, if you're going to stand for something, and if we're going to stand for something, we should stand for social justice. And you've got to stand for social justice for everybody. I'm not saying that people that are going to do things to harm the United States of America shouldn't be questioned. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be incarcerated. But I think that the government should have to prove up the charges.
Exactly.
And I also do not think that people should be just arrested and deported off to some other country under a veil of secrecy so that they can have their bare feet beaten with iron bars until they tell us exactly what it is they know, whether they know or they don't know. Thank you for the call, Gabrielle. I appreciate it. Let's go to Kent in Brighton, who I went to before but cut off. Kent, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Welcome back to the Denver area, Jay.
Thanks, Kent. I appreciate that.
Hey, I've always listened to your show, like you for the most part, agree with you for the most part, but I disagree with you on this one. And
tell me why.
Here's why. I think your analogy falls apart in that you're comparing state-sanctioned North Korea, China, Cuba actions against their own inhabitants, citizens, and comparing it to what the United States is doing. I'm not saying what the United States is doing is right. I'm saying that the argument is invalid because those people are not citizens of this country. And to equate them to the citizens of those countries that do things and get thrown in jail and beat and killed for things that we take advantage of in our constitutional rights, those are the things that they fail and don't have and get persecuted for, the things that you and I are doing right now, and the things that we do when we get upset with our government, we do things to change it or to try and change it. They don't have those rights, whereas these people that the United States is doing this stuff to, again, which I don't necessarily agree with, they're not citizens of this country.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good and an interesting point. I understand what you're saying, but I think the fact that they're not citizens of this country makes it even more important because if you're, it doesn't, you know, you can draw all of these lines. And you can and this government under George Bush, by the way, has already shown that it totally and completely ignores anything in the Constitution, a la the Jose Padilla case where they held him for what? How long? A year before he was allowed to see a lawyer? You know, yeah, I don't think that's proper. But I understand what you're saying about you thinking that my case falls apart. But see, I don't think that it does. I think that that if you are going to advocate the humane treatment for human beings, then you have to advocate the humane treatment for human beings under all circumstances, under all situations. And when you're farming people out in a veil of secrecy to a third world country to possibly be tortured, and there are people who have, if you read the New York Times article yesterday, who went through this and said they were tortured, that makes you no better than the people you're trying to fight. Does that make sense?
On an intellectual level, yes, it does. And I can see what the argument is. But again, my whole thing that I have the issue with is that they aren't. I mean, if you're going to say that people should get the same rights that we have because we've arrested them in a foreign country, why don't we arrest everybody and just start making the argument that those are the people who should get the same rights? I mean,
no, I'm not saying. I'm not saying the same constitutional rights. I'm saying the same human rights, which are human rights that we support globally. That's what I'm talking about. Not constitutional rights.
And the
human
rights that we support are those rights that we consider to be the rights that we have sitting around here in our own country.
No, I disagree.
That's where we agree to disagree then.
I guess we do. But you know what? I'm glad you called, and I hope you'll call again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have a good morning. 7:55 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Coming up, what's going to happen with Ward Churchill, and should high school teachers be talking about lesbianism to students? Should counselors? We'll talk about it coming up on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Funding.com, investment property funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
1.99%, APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months, adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states.
Now more than ever,
we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN, Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks in Iraq that left 31 people dead and dozens of others wounded. This in a backdrop of historic developments in the country's bid to restore government and a democracy. Violence raged on for hours in Bakuba province. The terrorist network also claimed credit for an attack in an Iraqi army officer in Balad. A dozen people died in that car bomb explosion, leaving 21 others injured. Amid the violence, politicians managed to meet and establish March 16th for the start of the country's first democratically elected parliament. It was on that day in 1988, former dictator Saddam Hussein ordered a chemical attack on the northern Kurdish community that claimed the lives of 5,000 people. Still no end to the political wrangling over the recent release of Italian journalist Giuliana Segrina. The shooting incident Friday during the course of her release had led to charges of abuse by the American military. Greener made clear that she has no empirical evidence showing a link between the American fire and Italy's attempt to free the journalist and Italian soldier Niccolo Calipari, killed during last week's release of Zagreta, was laid to rest in Rome today. Some 10,000 mourners filed past his casket on Saturday at a Rome church. This is demands intensified over the weekend by concerned Italians to pull their troops out of the country. In other news, President Bush visits a family support center in Pittsburgh today, joining his wife in a second-term campaign against gangs. The president has proposed a $150 million initiative to steer youngsters, especially boys, away from lies of violence and crime. Bush launched the plan in his State of the Union speech and put the First Lady, a former elementary school teacher and librarian, in charge. He said America's inner-city youth deserve better options than apathy or gangs or jail. Today's stop in the Providence Early Learning Center is a political twofer, also allowing Bush to promote his faith-based initiative. Unexpected trouble in a Caribbean paradise. Officials in the Dominican Republic say gang members in a prison set fire that killed at least 58 people this morning. National Police spokesman says just 26 of 148 inmates at the public jail were rescued. Dominican authorities say the death toll is likely to rise. Leadership of the Democratic National Committee is planning to cast a wider net to attract those Democrats against abortion to feel welcomed by the party. Howard Dean says he's on that mission with the potential Democratic Senate candidates testing the waters as we speak. And veteran activist Reverend Al Sharpton wants a 90-day ban on radio and television airplay for any performer who uses violence to settle scores or hype albums. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Taking a look at the turnpike eastbound, slow speeds, leaving Broomfield all the way to the interchange of I-25. Your slowest patch seems to be around Pecos. Southbound.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
There's a high of 51 and mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. Currently, it is 39 degrees. Daniel's Gate, a daily reminder that the West still lives and why you live in it. Come view the beautiful models by several top semi-custom and custom home builders. Models open daily just 5 miles.
The period ends March 15th. Kids do some pretty amazing things. Help us keep the spirit of volunteerism alive with Kohl's Kids Who Care.
The government murders truth. If we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
For 31 years in this business, it was like the blacklist years. You had to, like, hide who you were and what you were about.
This is still a government of the people, for the people, by the people.
I feel totally and completely liberated.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views.
The worst president we've ever had.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 806 on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin is Radical's Reality Dictates. Look for a high today, 56. Another really nice day along the Front Range. It certainly is beautiful here in Boulder with blue skies, and the temperatures are going to warm up. And it's nice to have you along. And it is a gift to have this radio station on the air because for years, I was either the only token, quote-unquote, lefty on whatever radio station I worked at or in some cases, I was so totally outnumbered that it was like I couldn't breathe. It's really a gift to be able to be here, and it's a gift to have you along. 303-713-7600. Coming up next hour, a camp intern is fired after discussing lesbianism with students. But right now, let's talk a little bit about Ward Churchill. As you know, a decision is expected this week, and University of Colorado students sharing a last name with Ward Churchill say angry emails directed at the embattled ethnic studies professor has been showing up in their inboxes. 21-year-old Tyler Churchill got one message that said, quote, "I cannot put into words how disgusted I am with you and your vile hate mongering." 22-year-old Joey Churchill of Broomfield estimates he's received 30 emails meant for the professor in the past month or so, and senior chemistry major Joshua Churchill says he's responded to the some misdirected emails he's received, telling senders they're missing Ward Churchill's point. And of course, Churchill is in trouble because he wrote this essay in 2001, and I'm not going to go back over the whole thing with the essay. There is expected to be results are expected to be known this week. Here's the question. What do you think, ultimately, the Board of Regents will do with Ward Churchill? 303-713-7600. Do you think that he'll, A, be fired? B, that they'll publicly censure him? Or C, they'll do nothing? What do you think the ultimate outcome of this Ward Churchill situation is going to be? 303-713-7600. I hope that the Regents vote to back him. That would be my desire. And to say that he's a tenured professor, and maybe some of this will die down. I'm sure there's others in there who, others of you who feel maybe that he should be fired. Now, the professor has said his essay argues that the World Trade Center attacks came after years of unlawful U.S. actions abroad. University officials have been reviewing Churchill's works to see whether they are grounds to dismiss a tenured professor, and those results could be known this week. So I'm just asking for your prediction here on the Ward Churchill matter. What do you think is going to happen? 303-713-7600. Turk, what's your prediction? You got one?
I have a feeling he's going to be fired, and then I think that Ward Churchill is probably going to sue the school. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, if you read the papers yesterday, they were pointing out that if the Regents fire him and he sues them, the each individual Regent could be held liable for the decision. That's come up in other cases. So, my prediction is, you know, I really don't know what will happen. I don't think he'll be fired, though. Maybe censured. Maybe they will cut the funding to his program, perhaps, to the ethnic studies program, but I don't think he'll be fired because I don't think the individual Regents want to risk being sued, which he could do for being unlawfully discharged from his position or blown out. So, the prediction is yours as to what you think will happen. So I guess that puts us at odds, Turk. Well, not at odds, but I mean, I don't think they'll fire him. I don't believe it'll happen because I don't think that they want to have to suffer through the possible damages. I could be wrong about this. I could be exactly wrong about this, and it may turn out that they do fire him. You know, several legislators, state legislators, Republicans have talked about cutting the university's budget by $100,000, which therefore would take a shot at DeBoer Churchill's, what, $91,000 salary? Let's go to Dave in Inglewood. Dave, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Boulder.
Hi, Dave.
I hate to put a damper on it, but I was really going to suggest that you guys change topics. This Ward Churchill topic's been going on for almost 2 months.
Yeah, I know it has, but so, it's in the news. What are you going to do, not talk about it?
Well, what you need to do is to pick on topics that are really important to us. There's topics that you...
What did we do the first 2 hours of the show? Do you remember?
I've just tuned in.
Well, then how can you say we haven't been doing topics that are not important to people when you missed the first 2 hours? What's your excuse for missing the first 2 hours?
Sorry about that.
What's your excuse for missing the first 2 hours?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
Well, that's no excuse. If I have to get up, you do too.
the Churchill thing is so beaten to death.
All right, what's going to happen, though? Tell me what you think is going to happen.
Who cares? Who cares?
Well, because I care, that's why. And if you don't care, then you shouldn't have called in. Thank you for the call. Boy, the STEM magnet is running this morning. Let's go to Leslie in Fort Collins. Leslie, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Which is Dolores Williams? It's not Leslie.
Who is this?
I'm Dolores Williams.
Who is
In Fort Collins, Dolores. My feeling is that they will try to pay him off and punish the school because the caller just now has no idea of protecting our free speech. And he didn't get the message that Ward Churchill tried to convey is we've had our heads in the sand. We are not ready to accept the fact that our free speech is really under the wire right now if we allow the officials to fire him or do anything. Ward Fisher should be paid attention to because the reason we are in the mess we are is because we aren't paying attention. We shouldn't be in Iraq. We should be taking care of our own people.
All right, thank you for the call.
Take care, bye.
Thank you. Here's Mark in Aurora. Mark, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi there, Jay. Hey, welcome back to your second killer week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm still somewhat at odds with you, sir. I'd really like to cross sword with you over this thing and some of your liberal viewpoints.
Okay.
I'll keep it in a nutshell here, though. I'd like to think that this guy will be fired, and I am just totally dismayed at the leftist viewpoint that can look at such a disgusting figure who is a liar and a fraud and continue to back him. Some of your philosophical arguments carry a little water with me, but what does it take for some of you liberals to condemn someone as being truly evil, which this man clearly is, sir?
Well, you know, I think the test of free speech, at least for me, I can't speak for all liberals.
Hold on, are you going to let me finish or are you going to monopolize the thing?
People are cranky this morning, man, and I'll tell you something. You know, don't get me fueled up, because you know I can go off like a rocket.
All right, now let me finish.
Thank you. You people, you don't have to like somebody. Nor do you have to totally agree with somebody.
Agreed.
To defend their right to free speech.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Just let me finish. I know it's killing you, but you're going to have to go through this with me. Okay. I don't know about his scholarship. I don't care about his scholarship. He's in trouble for what he wrote. We've debated this over and over again. But if this guy were not on the left, if he were on the right, and he were saying something that I disagreed with, I wouldn't call for his firing. I would defend his right to say it. And you ought to have it in an academic area. Free speech ought to be guarded in an academic area far more than any other place.
I can agree with these points. The point that you and I differ, sir, is when he goes on tape for advocating violence against an institution, actually instructing someone on how to carry out a physical attack. Jay, this is against the law what this man has done. What is it that keeps the blinders on you leftists?
What is it that keeps the blinders on you righties?
I'm not right. I'm more middle than I am right, Jay.
And well, you're coming across like a right-winger to me.
That's because I'm standing up for what is right, which you liberals refuse to do occasionally.
You know what? That's not true. If anybody stands for social justice, if anybody knows the value of the Constitution, it's people on the left. And for those few people on the left who don't know the value of the Constitution, I would say the same thing to them that I'm saying to you. You got to learn the value of the Constitution. You got to learn the value of free speech, and you got to learn the value of academic freedom. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it, and I hope you'll call me again. It's 8:15. 15 minutes after 8, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's check a little traffic here.
Thanks, Jay. We are looking at very heavy traffic coming southbound I-25, beginning at 120th and all the way through the Thornton Turnpike, or rather the Boulder Turnpike. And speaking of the Boulder Turnpike, eastbound delays remain heavy, leaving Broomfield all the way through the interchange. You don't really exceed 40 miles an hour, and at many places you're down to 25 miles an hour. Finally, a couple of accidents. The first one that I can see is affecting you on I-76 westbound. This is after 74th Avenue. It's a minor crash, albeit it is affecting some slowing as you approach 74th, and also a small surface street crash on on the turn, or rather, on just as you're approaching the turnpike on the federal on-ramp, but that's been cleared out of the way as we speak. Richmond American offers you floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now to receive their Culinary Creations Package. Make a smart move. Call 888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. Your Boulder weather today, mostly sunny skies, very, very nice at 51, your expected high, overnight lows of 35 currently, 36 degrees in Boulder. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there. They said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Or to buy your next home for the same payment. So call us today at 303-783-3983 or at idealhomeloans.com.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 820, 20 minutes after 8. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And it's going to be a great day along the Front Range and here in Boulder with a high near 56. Now, a couple of things have occurred to me here in this conversation at 303-713-7600. I ask you what your prediction is on the outcome of the Ward-Churchill situation. I'm not asking to refight the whole thing again. I'm asking what your prediction is. And I was thinking about this during the break. I'll bet you that he gets I bet you they offer him a buyout. But here's another thing, okay? Ground rule number one on this show. Don't call John Turk and tell him you're going to say one thing, and then turn around and say something else. The next person that does that is going to get cut off. Turk, is that understood?
I guess I'm just easy to lie to, but, you know, it's if you're not in my face, it's kind of hard to tell if you're lying or not. It's like, hey, Jay, I want to talk to you. I know what's going to happen at Ward Churchill. Then they get on and lambast you for it.
Yeah. Next person pulls that stunt, you go to the phone zone. Okay? Let's play by the rules here. Why is it people on the right can't play by the rules? Or is that a generalization? Let's go to Rich in Cheyenne. Rich, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's a generalization, buddy. It's a generalization. I can play by the rules.
Okay. Play by the rules.
My prediction is that he is going to get fired, and it's not going to be for what he said. It's going to be for him lying to get that job in the first place, and he tried to pass himself off as a Native American.
Now, you know that if he gets fired, and then he sues, he can hold each of the individual regents responsible, the ones that decide to vote to fire him. You think they're going to do that knowing that they could be held responsible?
I would hope they have the cojones to do that, yes.
Okay, Rich, thank you for the call. All right, that's one for firing. Let's go to Karen in Colorado Springs. Karen, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Before I tell you my opinion, I just want to respond to the caller that you're kind of reprimanding right now, and I'm glad. Boy, he talks about what it takes to get people to get their blinders off, and I just looked at President Bush and, you know, saying on secret tapes, yes, he's done the drugs, but, oh, I'm going to lie about it. And I think you're right. You know, they make their mistakes. They won't account for them. They lie. They won't apologize for it. At least the left knows to apologize for it. My prediction with Ward Churchill is I do think he'll be fired because there's way too much public pressure, especially from the right. But I also believe that he will sue and never have to work again. But then I have a question to ask. I'm wondering if, you know, after your first couple of weeks on the show, if you could cover more about the 2006 upcoming elections and what we need to do on a local level for the people like myself who aren't, I guess, smart enough to keep up with it. But any kind of recommendations that you have, we should love to hear them.
Sure, we will do that. We were talking earlier this morning about the 2006 elections, not on a local level, but we were talking about more on a national level, and that is that Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton are two names that are being bandied about and whether this country would be ready for a woman president. So we were doing that between 6 and 7. So see, the thing is, if you miss like 1 hour, you miss a lot.
I heard it all, and I just thought, well, that's 2008. I'm going to vote for Hillary. Condoleezza Rice, I think, is a joke and an embarrassment to the institution, but I also need to know in 2 years what should I do because I really don't.
Well, we'll see who shakes out in 2 years, and you know there's been an upset in the state Democratic Party. And by the way, I said 2006, I meant 2008. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate the call.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. What ultimately will happen to Ward Churchill? So far, most people are saying he's going to be fired, including the Turk. I say they'll buy him out. That's what I say will happen. He won't be fired, but they'll buy him out. Here's Francisco in Denver. Francisco, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, that Turk, he's a Republican. Don't even let go there. The other guy from that said that that he lied. Yeah, I think he's going to get fired. But I don't see any of these Republicans or this Turk or anybody else worrying about what George Bush lied about. And
Turk's not a Republican.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the guy that called you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I got that wrong.
Okay.
The guy that called you on him, he's always talking about how people lie and how the lefties lie. That's all we have in the Republican Party, is nothing but liars.
Well, I could have easily deflated his argument by spelling out three letters, WMD.
Exactly, exactly.
And I didn't do it.
But the thing about it is, in response to the Republicans, when I argue with them, I just say there's more than 1,500 people, our kids and daughters, and not to mention all the Iraqis that are dead. And that's how I respond to them, whether it's about Turk or not. I think he's going to get fired, but I think even this gas, inflation in gas, this is about those secret papers that Cheney and all those put together. Just if you could find those secret papers, I'll bet you $10 you would find out why all these prices are up.
All right, Francisco.
I'm going to let you go, Jay.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600. That is true. Gas prices are up. And now if you look at the front of the Daily Camera this morning, gas thefts up as fuel prices rise. Man, I cannot imagine stealing gas from a gas pump. I mean, it's beyond me to ever do that. It's 825. Sunny skies today, high of 56. Let's go to Chuck in Dolores. Chuck, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you, Jay. It's a privilege and a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. Nice to have you on.
I don't know if Churchill was in with the Bush administration, they would promote him. Exceeding the Peter principle seems to be their corporate standing operating procedure. You know, look at Alberto Gonzalez. Now he's promoted to AG. There's
right.
No accountability with these guys. You know, he justified torture by saying Geneva Conventions was a
constitution. That's right.
Well, and getting back to that outsourcing of our torture rendition, yeah, that did start under Clinton. People say, well, Clinton, 9/11 happened because of Clinton. Well, they're trying to, you know, rationalize everything is Clinton's fault. But the thing is, yeah, it did start under Clinton. And it doesn't make it right. Bush kept it going.
No, but he's kicked it into high gear.
Exactly. But Clinton also sicked Delta Force on Osama bin Laden, told him to kill him instead of capture him, told Richard Clark he had all the funding he needed to stop Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, we forget that Osama bin Laden's still large. All right, what's going to happen to Churchill? Fired? Well, what's going to happen to him?
Well, I believe, you know, politically motivated attacks on our rights. It's dangerous to our security as terrorists are. I don't know. I think it's kind of a short-term gain over long-term benefit attitude. They have vigilante justice. You know, the First Amendment really isn't on their side now, they realized. So they don't want to talk about Churchill because the First Amendment blew up in their face. Churchill made a lot of money selling books, and his message has been amplified.
All right, so what are they going to do? Are they going to buy him out? Which one?
They would rather resort to the Second Amendment, the right-wingers, but I think he'll keep his place if everybody keeps their powder dry and sticks to their guns.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Chuck. Thank you. It's 8:28. All right. So far in the voting here, being fired leads. Let's go to Ken in Denver. Ken, you're on. Kel in Denver. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. There is no chance he's going to get fired. I believe he might accept a buyout, which many people would, but he's not going to get fired. And a point I'd like to make is with the right-wing view of him, with Ann Coulter saying that the terrorists should have flown that planes into the New York Times because
right.
of the leftist view of that paper, supposedly. Pat Robertson blaming the World Trade Center on the left and gays,
yep.
I believe.
Yeah.
But there's nothing. Not only do they not get fired, they get jobs and cable networks all over the country.
Sure, they get promoted.
Exactly, exactly. And then this guy says something which is over the top, admittedly, and they want his head on a pike. Why can't leftists have an opinion? But the rights can say the most vile things. And no one says a word. And I just do not understand that. How I think my reasoning is, and I'd like to get your opinion, is that the right believes that America has never done anything wrong. That this country is a beacon of good, which I certainly think it has been. We might have been the greatest beacon of good throughout the world. That does not give us carte blanche to do evil things. I think the right's mistake is they don't think America's ever done anything wrong, and We could go on forever about what we have done wrong.
I don't know if that's the case, Kel, or if it's the case that they believe in winning a policy debate or winning an argument by any means necessary. And they're very, very good through the shadow right-wing media network of marketing their case and getting it out there, whereas liberals and lefties have a tendency to take the high road instead of the low road. And I've often wondered if it's time for us to not take the high road, but time for us to take the low road.
I agree. Totally agree.
I'd like some other people to call up and answer that question. Thanks, Kel. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
It's a good one. Well, you know, maybe we should talk about this. And that the right seems to believe that everything is permissible in any kind of a public debate and to take the low road. Ann Coulter certainly has said, you know, it's the same thing as that Republican group last week that was after Robert Byrd. Remember that? Yet where was that Republican Jewish group when Rush Limbaugh was calling people feminazis? They were silent. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up now more than ever. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and a look at progressive traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are still looking at an accident. I-76 westbound. This is after 74. Two cars are involved. It's off to the left shoulder. Yeah, got some stalling as we approach the area, but no need for an alternate route. However, an alternate route will be required. Colorado Boulevard, south of Alameda. They have closed all southbound lanes because of a water main break. Crews are working very hard to fix that. It's not going to be fixed anytime soon, so an alternate is necessary, and they will force you around the area. And as finally, if you're on the turnpike, we are seeing very slow speeds as you head eastbound, beginning out of Broomfield all the way through the I-25 interchange. About 50 as you leave Broomfield, and then you go down to 20 and 25 miles an hour. Picks up again after you pass through the interchange. D.R. Horton Melody Series homes are built for your life with incentives that count. Don't miss out on the incredible deals available on new homes. Visit drhortoncolorado.com for more information. That's drhortoncolorado.com. Your Boulder weather today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 51, an overnight low of 35 tonight under clear skies. It is currently 36 in Boulder. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build the course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Is just as important as how you vote. Be an educated consumer. Go to AM760.net and use the Blue List today.
A morning show for the rest of us. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 8:36, 24 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to be 56 under sunny skies. Another great day here in Boulder and along the Front Range. We're talking about what you think will happen with Ward Churchill. But now we've kind of moved over into another type of topic here about the left's response to things. You know, for myself, I went through this period, and for those of you who remember when I was here 6 years ago, this period of I could be extremely volatile. I didn't, you know, hesitate to toss around the, you know, the label brainstem. I would hang up on people. And after Columbine, I kind of stopped doing that. I kind of stopped being as tough. And then I went through a period of about 4 or 5 years where I really de-emphasized politics in my talk shows and stopped doing it. And then I went through a period where I just went along to get along. And I still to this day, you know, would have trouble calling a caller really a brainstem. And the left is kind of like that. But don't you always kind of think, though, that for those of us on the left or liberals or progressives, that we always expect more of ourselves, and maybe we're wrong about this. I mean, maybe we should adopt the tactics of a Ward Churchill or an Ann Coulter and just say it the way it really is. Or I don't know what I'm grasping for here. I'm grasping for something, and I'm not quite sure what it is. So maybe I'm not hitting it on the mark. But the right wing has no shortage of these people who are abusive, who are attack dogs, and it seems like we lack that kind of fever on the left and on the liberal or progressive side. By the way, we're going to have Representative Ann McGeehan from Denver, and we'll be talking to her shortly here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, about the whole Ward Churchill situation. Let's go to John in Wheat Ridge. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, hey, Jay.
Hi, John.
I think that he will get fired. Free speech is just under attack right now. But the new issue that you've brought up, I think, is very interesting, whether we should take the high road or the low road as progressives. And I think that there's actually, it's like, I'm not sure if it's a philosophy per se, but there's something called spiral dynamics.
Right.
Which discusses evolutionary modes of being in cultures. And basically, progressives are at this level that's slightly higher than conservatives. It's like considered the green meme or something like that. And so that taking the high road is sort of our nature because we're sort of a little bit more evolved on that level. They're still kind of at a level where monotheism, following rules, God, country, that kind of thing. And then you go to another level, the orange meme, where it's like science and the British Age of Reason, and then progressives are the green meme where you get into civil rights and students' rights and things of that nature. So it's kind of hard for us to play the lowest common denominator. We don't slam people because of race or sexual distinction, and they can. And because of that, they can get – there's more people the lower you go on this.
So is that a losing – all right, but is that a losing strategy for us?
I think it is. I think it is. I mean, it's only because it would just be counterproductive to the baseline of our philosophy. You know, it's like we could play that game, but then it would be like being in college and being called to the carpet by some kindergartner. You know, you can't really lower yourself reasonably and not take a hit for it, you know. It's kind of difficult.
All right. Hey, thanks, John.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Tia in Boulder. Tia, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm all right. They don't have the cojones to fire him, and they do need to to offer him something.
A buyout.
Just for the trouble at this point. And I agree with your previous caller, free speech is under attack. No matter how, this is just the beginning. This is just a test zone
right.
for the attack of free speech. And as far as the liberal, as far as the liberals go, what needs to happen is, in psychology, there's a principle. If someone's on a roll, they're upset, all they're seeing and hearing is they're upset. The only way to get through to them is to match it. Okay?
So you're saying we should do exactly, in other words, there's been a concerted effort for 30 years in this country to make the term liberal a dirty word. Are you saying then that we should spin around and make the term right wing a dirty word or neocon a dirty word?
No, we do not need to match tit for tat, but what I'm saying is they've got this huge emotional thing behind it, and they think they're right. Well, guess what? We are right. We're correct in what we know is right and good, and we need to say no. Just with the same amount of emotional nonsense that they're coming up with, and then say, here's why. Once that's matched and met, it's a principle in all the Eastern philosophies. You know, it's the match and then deflect. And they're not going to slow down or stop or even consider anything other than that until someone gets up in their face with the same amount of energy behind it that they have.
All right.
Plain and simple.
Thank you, Tia. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So 8:42, 19 minutes, or make that 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Now let's take a look at progressive traffic.
And thanks, Jay. We are seeing some respite on the freeways. The turnpike thinning out as you head eastbound. We're seeing speeds back to normal for the most part with a slow patch there by Federal, but it improves as you approach the I-25 merge. I look at southbound 25 and 120th Avenue getting faster as well. You're almost at the legal limit. A little slowing there by the Thornton Parkway, and then it improves again as you head on through the I-25 merge again. And finally, all accidents seem to be cleared out of your way on the freeways for the most part. Just those slow stretches to make your way around this morning. Boulder weather today, mostly sunny skies and a high of 51. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, and then tomorrow, 54. Your expected daytime high in sunny skies. Currently, 39 degrees in Boulder. D.R. Horton Melody Series homes are built for your life with incentives that count. Don't miss out on the incredible deals available on their new homes. Visit drhortoncolorado.com for more information. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too. showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
Representative Ann McGeehan from Denver. Representative McGeehan, welcome to AM 760.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm delighted to talk about one of my favorite topics. I understand it's yours, and that's called free speech.
Yeah, you bet. First of all, what do you think will happen this week with Ward Churchill?
Well, I'm not going to predict what will happen. You know, when a professor has tenure, it is not a lifetime employment contract, but it does mean that there could only be termination for cause. And they have to find sufficient cause to terminate Professor Churchill. I find it amazing that it's taken 3 years for these people to find Professor Churchill's writing. And I view it as those folks who are trying to take an opportunity to take advantage of decreasing funding for higher ed and really trying to hit the university while it's down.
Yeah, one of your colleagues said one of the things that they would that the legislature ought to do would be to shave off, say, $100,000 from the ethnic studies budget, which would be exactly what Churchill makes. I think he makes like $91,000.
Well, they tried that. They tried that in the supplemental appropriations budget. But, you know, it is not the job of the legislature to run the university. We elected CU regents for that job, and those folks are doing their job. They're having a tough time and facing a lot of ugly comments. You know, Chief Justice Warren, in describing the ACLU, said it's the foursquare to the tides of Assyria that from time to time threatens freedom everywhere. And I think that this is a similar situation. Professor Churchill made an academic or non-academic, whatever it is, it's freedom of speech. I don't agree with what he said, but he had every right to make that statement. But it's up to the regents to make the determination what occurs now. It's not up to the legislature to go around cutting $100,000 that would cover his salary. That's entirely inappropriate. We were elected to do different things, and the regents were elected to run the university and submit a budget to us how they see fit.
Speaking of that, about the budgets, to get off the Churchill subject just for a second, who do you think is going to prevail in this struggle over the budget between the legislature and the governor?
Well, I really believe that the legislature has some very good ideas. You know, the governor's ideas seem to me to be more responsive rather than proactive. And I think we've taken a really hard look at Tabor and tried to be proactive in coming up with some solutions.
Should Tabor be changed?
Well, I think we have to change Tabor in order to run the state. We're going to have to make an amendment to Tabor this year on the ballot. Frankly, the state is falling apart, literally. Roads, buildings, bridges.
Right.
We cannot continue to run the state. You know, we've gone from being first in a number of things to 47th, 48th, 49th in virtually everything. We're almost last in the country behind, I think, Mississippi and Alabama in getting our kids out of high school. Because we're not contributing enough money to keep those kids in school.
You know, when I left here 6 years ago, the state had a surplus full of money. What happened to it?
What happened to it is that we had Tabor working to give refunds to the citizens, and at the same time, then there was a and Governor Owens gave some extra taxes back.
Right, I remember, and he and I argued about that at the time.
And that was bad planning. There was no money set aside in the funds that were needed to make sure that the state was able to maintain at even a subsistence level. And that's where, you know, we're below that now. The state has really fallen apart. And it's my hope that we can reach at least an agreement among the legislature and refer something to the citizens for a vote. It may not be a perfect fix, but let's get started.
All right, fair enough. Back to Ward Churchill for a moment. So your contention is the legislature, the governor, and everybody else should back off and allow the regents to do their job and make a decision. But, you know, it was pointed out, I believe, in the either the Denver Post or the Rocky this weekend. I can't remember which one. I think it was the Denver Post. It was pointed out that if the regents vote to fire Churchill, he could hold each and every one of them responsible, could sue them personally.
Well, I'm not clear of what the legal ramifications are, but as I say, you know, a university professor who has tenure can only be terminated for cause. So if the regents find cause, presumably, that would be the only reason they would terminate him. If they terminate him for another reason, then he has an action against them. Absolutely. And that's their call. That's why we elected them, frankly, those of us in the legislature need to stay out of the business of the Board of Regents.
Now, suppose they don't vote to fire him. Suppose they vote not to do anything. What would you say to your colleagues? Well, I guess you'd tell your colleagues to leave the Board of Regents alone. Those would say that those regents should be removed.
Well, you know, again, I love how the legislature keeps extending its own power. You know, the only job we're supposed to do is to pass the state's budget.
Right.
And I very much respect my colleague Joe Stengel, and Representative Stengel on Friday suggested that President Hoffman resign. You know,
right.
None of that is our business. We should certainly tell our elected regents how we feel about it. We have every right to do that, but it's not our business to go around running the university. I think we ought to put our real work at, as you were suggesting before, resolving the Tabor issues. Let's get that done. That's where we need to be putting our time and attention, and let the regents do their own job.
All right. Thank you, Representative Ann McGeehan of Denver. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Jay. Enjoyed it very much.
Okay. We'll talk to you again. All right. Thank you for calling AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right. Well, you heard what she had to say. The legislature ought to get busy on the issue of Tabor rather than worrying about what's going to happen toward Churchill. But I'm asking you what your prediction is. Plus, we also have over there on the open fire about how liberals and progressives should react to the onslaught from the right wing and their gross mischaracterizations of us. 303-713-7600. The prediction, though, is do you think Ward Churchill will be fired? Do you think that they'll provide him with a buyout? Or do you think nothing will happen? Let's go to Grace in Denver real quick. Grace, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Jay, breath of fresh air doesn't even begin to describe how wonderful it is to hear you on the air.
I love you, too.
thank you. Jay, Ward Churchill is going to be fired, and they will suffer the ramifications. Absolutely, the state legislature has more important things to be doing than even talking about Ward Churchill. It's an embarrassment that the whole country sees our representatives making these sanctimonious stands against him.
So you think he's going to get ousted?
I think he is. Just because I'm thinking so jaded these days about the left and about what's important to me. Jay, in the early 1990s, I was part of a progressive movement in a state very close by where we started an anti-war coalition when the first time the United States thought that it would be a good idea to get involved in war in the Middle East.
Right.
Well, I shouldn't say the first, but, well, you know what I'm talking
about. Yes, I do.
And one thing I noticed about progressives in the left then was that it took them forever, Jay, it took them forever to make a decision. It took too long. We tried to govern by consensus. It took too long. We need to do what the right has done. We need to get into the colleges. Where are the college Democrats? I hear college Republicans up at CU all the time. Where
right.
are the college Democrats? We need to do that. And Air America and Boulder's Progressive Talk Radio is another great step.
Thanks,
We've been
Grace.
Using this for a long time.
Thanks
Thank
a bunch.
Thank you for being there.
You got to call again. Thank you. It's 8:55 here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll continue with your phone calls about what you think will happen with George, not with George Bush. We know what's going to happen to him. With Ward Churchill, he'll be out of office not too soon, 2008. 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Or visit their website at ipfunding.com. Investment Property Funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
When Ed Schultz blew through town.
Hello, Boulder!
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the
climates. That orderly change to alternative energy was needed. Baker told the Houston Forum Club that he would not be surprised if they were surprised by his sudden stance, but Baker chalked it up to a preoccupation with hunting and fishing and desires to see more to protect the environment. Baker went as far as saying that when you have energy companies like Shell and British Petroleum saying there's a problem with excess carbon dioxide emission, Baker says, I think we ought to listen. Another Republican has also had a change of heart, this about posting a domestic issue on his website. Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum thought that he would do the administration's grunt work in boosting support for an overhaul in Social Security by posting a recent poll. But Santorum was forced to remove the findings of the poll when 90.8% of the respondents clicked no to Bush's Social Security reform plan. When asked about the results of the poll, the Santorum spokesman said the senator had no comment. It seems Pennsylvania Santorum continues to have his work cut out for him. The Republican senator is at the core of a debate over the whether to raise the minimum wage for the first time in 8 years. Both the Democrats and Republicans say an increase would be politically expedient, but under the Republican plan, there would be an increase with a number of clauses attached to big business. Journalist Sam Rosenfeld of the American Prospect explains the difference.
Rick Santorum is taking a piece of legislation that Mitch McConnell had pushed back when he was a senator. It would raise the minimum wage by $1.10 over 2 years. It then has an just endless array of tax cuts and weakening of labor laws, kind of sugarcoating for business. Santorum is pushing this to give cover to moderate Republicans who would otherwise feel, because minimum wage increase is very popular, and so they kind of have to shuck and jive and hide the fact that they don't want to pass it. So it gives cover to moderate Republicans so that they don't have to vote against Ted Kennedy's bill.
Sam Rosenfeld, the American Prospect, as he appeared in Air America early this morning. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Is just as spectacular as their main dishes. So try a cannoli, Italian chocolate cake, or homemade tiramisu.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Good morning, I'm Jamie Michael. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Massive improvements for you on the freeways. The speeds are definitely up to the legal limit almost everywhere as far as I can see. You just got a little bit of slowing around the Denver Tech Center. Also southbound 25 through T-Rex. A bit sluggish, but no accidents on the freeway. The Turnpike looking crystal clean as well. And in Boulder proper, we don't have any surface street crashes. So good news as the commute begins to wind down for you this morning. Tonight at altitude, the Portland Trailblazers come to the Pepsi Center to face George Karl's Denver Nuggets. Watch Andre and Carmella tonight with tip-off beginning at 7. Don't miss the action on Altitude tonight on Comcast Channel 25. Boulder weather today, mostly sunny skies, a high of 51, an overnight low tonight of 35. It is currently 32 in Boulder. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boldest Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
Mid-America Mortgage, 303-399-0276. 399-0276. Folks, deal with a proven lender.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Looking for the high today to be 56 under sunny skies. It's another beautiful day here in Boulder and along the Front Range. 303-713-7600. Talking about Ward Churchill, whether you what do you think will happen with him? But now we've kind of gotten off on another facet of this, which is the double standard that the right wing maintains, in that they're perfectly able to beat up on Churchill all they can, but remain silent when it comes to their own people who make outrageous over-the-top statements like Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, and G. Gordon Liddy. The list just goes on and on and on. A perfect example of this was a story last week about Robert Byrd, referring to talking in the Senate about Nazi-like behavior. There was a Republican Jewish group that was just us up in arms over that, but they had nothing to say about Limbaugh when he talks about you're Nazis. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. We go to George in Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
It's good to hear you again.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, the right are a bunch of bullies, and that's why they make the kind of outrageous statements that they do. And they have the clout. They have the media. They have, you know, they have the bankers. They have the clout to get away with it. But, you know, they're just a bunch of bullies. They're a bunch of bigoted bullies, and we can't forget that.
Well, they certainly have the media to get away with it. I don't know. I worked for a long time in it, and they've got they got a little nice little system going where Matt Drudge will put something up, and then from Drudge it makes its way into the Washington Times or it makes its way onto Fox. Incidentally, one of the things I think that's kind of interesting about Fox and the Foxaganda propaganda that they put out, Fox also has some of the foulest, most vulgar television shows on the regular Fox network. How does the religious right crawl in bed with these people?
Well, that's the nature of the hypocrisy, the nature of the beast. I mean, you know, that's the only thing I can come up with. It's that underlying bigoted bulliness, that, you know, that arrogance, where anything that they say that contradicts itself, they ignore it. But yet they'll turn around and they'll accuse somebody like Ward Churchill of doing what they do. For example, the pharmaceutical companies have gone as far as to use constitutional protections for political free speech to justify their advertisements and pumping their drugs that have not even been proven to be safe, in fact, have shown to be non-safe. I can't think of any specific names right now. But they'll use that same justification, and then they'll turn around and deny it to Professor Churchill. And these contradictions we're not supposed to pick up on. We're supposed to ignore it.
All right, what do you think is going to happen to Ward Churchill?
I think there's a good possibility, or rather there's a... I mean, there would have to be a likelihood that, I mean, it's at least 50-50 that either he's going to be fired or he's going to accept the payout.
All right. Thank you for the call, George. Appreciate it. Thank you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John at Castle Pines. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, John.
I don't actually care what happens to Ward Churchill, and here's the thing. I think as liberals who are completely out of power right now, we need to choose our battles. And this is one that would be best fought in the courts. Let the ACLU, who is willing to defend the right of Nazis to have free speech, let them defend, his right. And I just don't think most people get what free speech is, why protecting ugly speech protects their own speech.
That's a shame. Free speech is tough. It's hard. It's hard to put up with something you don't like. It's hard to put up with something you don't agree with.
Advanced democracy.
But you know, you got to stand for something. You know, the biggest thing is, I mean, if we don't stand for social justice, if we don't stand for free speech, if we don't stand for enlightenment, what the hell do we stand for?
Oh, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a position on it and that, you know, that free speech is not worth protecting. I'm just saying that, you know, we need to choose our battles because we're getting killed out there electorally. And, you know, this country has gone from, and I think this is historic, that, you know, we move from the right to the left and typically maintain a balance in the middle. And
right.
We haven't seen anything like we're seeing today since the robber baron days. I mean, right now, the top 1% of wealth owners in this country own 45% of all private assets.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it was 22% 30 years ago. It's been around 20% for most of this country's history. The only time it was even close to this was during the robber baron period when, you know, people were virtually slaves and they were wiping out the middle class. It's not that conservatives are wrong. Conservatives are right when we're too far left. But right now, we're too far right. We need to move back to the middle.
Well, I can't disagree with that. What do you think will happen to Churchill?
I think that he will get fired, get a bunch of money, win in court, and it's an absolute witch hunt. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When people say publicly, well, we can't get him on this, but we're going to find something to get him on, that is by definition a witch hunt.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of McCarthy-like, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it is. But again, this is being done to people that are saying just general American liberal progressive ideas. This is being done to them. So I'm not so worried about Churchill, who, you know, who's basically saying that America is too evil to exist. You know, I think we should choose our battles better. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, John. Great call. 303-713-7600. That leaves one line open. If you want to join in on this conversation, let's go to Christoph in Conifer. Christoph, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for having me on. I just want to make a couple points.
Sure.
I think the regions of Sear are going to stick their tail between your legs and buy this guy out and avoid as much conflict as they can. I don't think it really behooves them to fire him or to defend him, especially in light of all the scandals they've had recently.
So that's what I think, too. I think the buyout is coming.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any other way for them to try to save face and hope this thing goes away as soon as possible. And another thing I'd like to say is, you know, we've been talking about how the right gets all these messages out and you know,
right.
They pick something out. Like this thing against Byrd last week, they take part of a paragraph out warning us about what's happening to our right to filibuster with the minority in the House and Senate there. But what everybody needs to do that wants to counter this is read some books on verbal abuse and relationships, because they're pulling all the same tricks. They when you face them with facts, they change the subject.
Yep.
For instance, the debates with George and John Kerry. John Kerry made a statement. All of a sudden, George Bush is all of a sudden, he said, you can run, but you can't hide. Well, I couldn't understand that, but that's typical. You know, you got these people like Ann Coulter and Rush, they make these wildly outrageous statements, and it's basically a form of verbal abuse. Everybody's having to listen to it and buy all these emotional issues without anybody really discussing the facts that underlie the situation.
Yeah, I think, you know what, I think you've hit the nail directly on the head. Thanks, man. Great call.
All right, have a good day.
All right, gives us pause to think, doesn't it? 303-713-7600. What do you think will ultimately happen with Ward Churchill? So far, those of you who have called in to say that you believe he'll be fired leads in the voting here, with the buyout coming as the second option, which I think is going to happen. And also, as progressives and as liberals, as leftists, how do we respond to the continuing bullying by the right wing? Do we bully back? That's the question. How do you deal with these people? Because I used to be bare knuckles about it. Maybe that's the way to go. Or are we better than that? So that's not the way we go. I'm asking what you think. It's 9:14 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. All right, let's take another call. We'll go to Manuel in Brighton. Manuel, you're on the AM 760.
I do not feel that Ward Churchill will be fired, so I'm in the minority.
Yeah, you are.
And the reason I don't feel that he will be fired is I think that the Board of Regents has a fiduciary duty to the people of the state of Colorado. And they will not put us in a position of being defendants in a lawsuit. The right wing, and I call them cons because I think they're con men, including Dan Kaplis, look at this as a they don't care whether or not those regents breach their fiduciary duty. What they care about is the publicity that they receive. And what we really have to look at is, number one, they're saying that Churchill lied about his
scholarship.
Well,
about his ethnicity? Yeah, okay,
yeah,
go
let's
ahead.
Talk about ethnicity. What they're doing is, if the Board of Regents were to look at that and say that's a reason for firing, then what they've done is they've elevated that to a condition of employment. Therefore, that's a Title VII civil rights violation, discrimination against someone because of their, based on their ethnicity. Number two, if they fire him because they say that his scholarship is not appropriate, Mr. Churchill has scholars who are indicating that, in fact, his scholarship is top-notch. Granted, there are other people on the other side of Churchill's arguments who are indicating that that's not. But that's what scholarship is about. The better the individual can put forth issues in the public marketplace of ideas and have these issues fully discussed, that individual is truly an asset. And granted, I do not feel that Ward Churchill should have ever used feminazis. I mean, what do they call it?
Eichmanns.
Little Eichmanns. Well, you're right, Jay. All of the individuals in the right-wing movement are using those terms themselves. And for them to be contradictory and two-faced and basically just putting coal on the fire is ridiculous. But
right.
I think that we have to look at what Ann McGeehan said. Ann McGeehan
said... Okay, I hate to interrupt you, but we're up against the clock here. And so, Manuel, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. That leaves the line open. It's 917. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When Ed Schultz moved her down.
Hello,
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk felt the impact.
They said that you weren't out there, and they said that Progressive Talk Radio wouldn't work. Don't always believe everything they tell you.
Hurricane Ed, part of the...
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at EuroOptics. Men do make passes at girls in EuroOptics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. EuroOptics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
EuroOptics.
people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending, and whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing one, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Call us at 1-800-680-4000. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. But even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us, because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000. That's 1-800-680-4000.
Colorado Supervised Lender. Adjustable rate loan. Interest rate fixed for 5 years. APR 5.21%.
For a better tomorrow. Serving the Front Range from Longmont to Castle Rock. Call Unwanted Appliances Hauled Away at 303-430-7142.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Oh, excuse me. I was just doing a little house cleaning here. 921, 21 minutes after 9 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for the high today to be 56. What a wonderful day is it outside. Am I a little too jacked up here this morning? I haven't had any coffee at all. I don't drink coffee. But I do have my trusty diet soda. All right, we're talking about Ward Churchill. What you think will happen, because the decision could come sometime this week. And also, the left versus the right. And how do we counter the right wing's bullying tactics? And why don't we just call it like it is? 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. We go to Lori in Denver. Lori, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi there.
Hi.
I just wanted to respond to a caller you had just a few minutes ago who said he didn't really care about this issue with Ward Churchill and that right. We need to pick and choose our battles. I just tuned in right before that caller, so I'm not sure if you'd address just the whole essay that he had written, but the whole, I've read his whole essay that amounted to probably more than 20 pages, and that was the whole point of his essay, what they've picked out, and I think it started back with that student in New York whose father had unfortunately been killed in that attack. He wasn't just talking about that one issue. He was talking about the whole capitalist view and how many children have died. I think the number was 500,000 in Iraq due to sanctions and businesses who make money off of, you know, the deaths of those children and not caring about that. And saying that if those kids weren't brown-skinned, if they were blonde-haired and blue-eyed, that probably wouldn't have happened. So I think Ward Churchill is standing up for what your caller exactly was saying, that it's not just this issue, that it's the whole, you know, capitalistic machine that causes problems, and we need to get more moderate with what we're standing up for. And I think Ward Churchill is standing up for, I'm sure that what he said is offensive to many people. I was even offended by some of the things he said. I think if I worked for the FBI, what he said about the FBI was even more offensive than what he said about the people
sure.
in the World Trade Center.
I wouldn't say that I agree with him totally. I think his yeah. larger point should be more discussed, and it's a discussion that's left out of everyday life in this country. By the way, what do you think is going to happen to him? Do you think he'll be fired? Do you think he'll take a buyout? Or do you think that the Regents will do nothing?
I was a student there, and I didn't know him personally, but I wished I'd known him because of the work he was doing at that time. This was about 10 years ago. just knowing what I do of him, I don't think he'll take a buyout, and I hope he doesn't. I hope he stands up for himself and his rights and for the rights of the people who aren't heard right now in the political arena. And I hope he goes down fighting, as I would like to say.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Great call. Thank you for
Thanks.
The call.
Bye.
That leaves one line open at 303-713-7600. I've extended an invitation to Ward Churchill, too. A bunch of times last week. I'll do it again. If anybody who knows Ward Churchill, or if Ward Churchill, you're listening, you can come here to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and I'll give you 4 hours to talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, short of losing the station license. Let's go to Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say I'd really like to applaud the righties that call in, because you know, I give them a lot of credit. I listen to the mics on the right station, and it just boils my blood to listen to them. So I really applaud them for calling in and to a lefty station.
Yeah, everybody's welcome here, regardless of what their opinion is.
But as far as Churchill goes, I think they're going to offer him a buyout. I think one of your previous callers said it best. You know, they're going to take the spineless way out and tuck their tail between their legs.
So you think that's what's going to happen? It's going to be a buyout?
Oh, totally. You know, if they had any spine, they would have stood behind him from the beginning.
Would you urge him to take the buyout?
No, I would not.
So you're like Lori. You'd urge him to fight on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think...
Again, we just got this crossing. I don't want to use crossing the wires. It's such an old term. But President Hoffman will resign at 11 a.m. this morning at a news conference. The president of CU is going to resign.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that throws a different spin on the mix, huh?
Yeah, it definitely does. Thank you for the call, Will.
Thank you.
All right. The president, President Hoffman. Turk, you remember her first name? Is it Janice? Betsy, that's right. Betsy Hoffman is going to have an 11 a.m. news conference. Speculation is that she will resign. That's only speculation. All right, let's go to Alan in Westminster. Alan, you're on AM 760. Alan, you there?
Hey.
Speak, Alan.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, pal.
Okay. I have to say that this is all blown up in the conservative space. Nobody even knew who Ward Churchill was until they said something about it, and now he's, like, nationally famous, and his message is getting out. But, you know, what the whole issue about this is the way that we're exploiting third world resources to continue our bloated economy. This whole war in Iraq with going in there for, you know, Operation Iraqi Liberation. Oh,
right.
Wait a minute. We better change that to freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course. First there were WMDs, then it was some other reason, then it was some other reason after that. I think there were like 127 separate reasons.
Oh, yeah. But a lot of this boils down to the reason why they're getting after Ward Churchill. Is back in 2003, there was a thing called the International Studies in Higher Education Act of 2003, where they basically said either you toe the conservative line or we'll cut your funding. And this has got a lot to do with why they're trying to do something about this, is because they're scared that this is going to result in them losing money for education. But
well, you have made one really good point. I knew who Ward Churchill was, basically because I would read occasional articles that he had written in Z Magazine, and also because I had had him on the air once in regards to his book Agents of Repression, if I have that title correct. But you're right. The majority of people in this country had no idea who this guy is. One thing the right wing has done is they have blown this thing sky high, and now people are all over, and I mean all over the internet, scarfing up stuff by Ward Churchill. Very good point. Thanks for the call.
One more quick thing.
Quickly.
Yeah, the use of uranium and depleted uranium as a weapon, this is horrible. It really is. We've dumped more radioactive material in Iraq and Afghanistan than it is really a terrible thing. Our troops are coming back contaminated with this stuff, and we need
right.
to be addressed.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate
you
it.
Take care now.
928
Bye.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. The Associated Press is reporting that University of Colorado President Betsy Hoffman has announced plans to resign after 5 years on the job. Hoffman disclosed her intentions in a letter written to the CU Board of Regents and delivered this morning. If you want to comment about Betsy Hoffman leaving the university, as well as what you think will end up happening with Ward Churchill, 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760. Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Let's check traffic now.
Thanks, Jay. We are taking a final look at traffic, and things have cropped up again on the freeways. On the turnpike, we're looking at a Jeep that really hit the center median very hard just after McCaslin. As you head westbound, delays are definitely building, stacking past to Sheridan. Southbound I-25, a left lane stall as you approach Colfax is affecting things as you approach Invesco Mile High. And finally, they're still working on that water main break. This is all lanes shut down southbound Colorado just south of Alameda. They will require an alternate route. D.R. Horton Melody Series homes are built for your life with incentives that count. Don't miss out on the incredible deals available on new homes. Visit drhortoncolorado.com for more information. That's drhortoncolorado.com. To what the weather today in Boulder going to be very nice, 51 in sunny skies, an overnight low of 35, and tomorrow 54. We're already at 41. I'm Jamie Michael, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and women's only 8K running events. Registration begins.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
In the Denver Tech Center. That's 303-447-9000. You're going to like this.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jay Marvin here, 9:33. Making about 27 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. And 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about Ward Churchill. But in the midst of talking about the Ward Churchill situation, has now come from the Associated Press that CU President Betsy Hoffman has resigned or is going to resign at a news conference coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. She says that she has disclosed her intentions in a letter written to the CU Board of Regents and delivered this morning. Let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Debbie in Loveland. Debbie, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I would like to just make a comment on Mr. Churchill.
Sure.
And I have to agree that I really don't care on what happens to him. As a liberal, I'm just offended that other liberals, because we're being so sick of being demonized, rush to protect him. And, you know, I just kind of think he's an egomaniac. I don't agree with him. And I think the right uses him to make us look crazy.
Well, let's say what you're saying is true. Let's say he's an egomaniac. Let's say that he, you know, you don't agree with him. I don't totally agree with his characterizations. But this is a typical example of what the right does. The right always moves to squelch speech it doesn't agree with. However, if you try to bring up some of the things they've said, they want nothing to do with it. They won't even acknowledge it. They act as if it's, well, everybody thinks that way, so it must be okay. And the final thing here, free speech is never really free.
Yes, I think the greater message with Mr. Churchill, this is about a person, and we as liberals are tired of being free speech attacked. So we should talk about free speech and not about Churchill, because it makes us look nuts the more nuts he acts.
I don't think it makes us look nuts at all. I think what it does is I think it makes us look brave. Because you know something, we don't run away from free speech whether it's painful or not painful. The right runs away from it, and the right only wants sanctioned speech. And yet they're the ones who turn around and always accuse us of quote unquote political correctness. Now what are they doing here? They're engaging in political correctness.
Well, I can't say that I agree, because I think that this is more about free speech, and we're using him to stand up for that, when really,
well, that's what you do.
We should pick our battles a little better and pick our people to stand up for that a little better.
You know what? The way I look at it is, as somebody who's on the left, I'll defend anybody's right of free speech. I don't care who it is, and I don't care what they say, as long as they don't cause bodily harm. That's where I draw the line. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate the call. Call again. 303-713-7600. All right, is this something that we on the left and the liberals, as Debbie and Loveland says, we should back away from? Or as progressives? Anybody on the left? Is the whole Churchill thing, we should back away from it? By the way, Betsy Hoffman says her plans to resign CU are effective June 30th, or whenever a successor is named. Let's go to Kaylee in Lakewood. Kaylee, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to kind of agree with the last caller. It is time for liberals to get tough. And what happens is they take issues like with Ward Churchill, and they take a little fragment of what he said, and then liberals have, you know, I mean, it was extremely offensive, no doubt. But if you look at the whole thing, now we're not discussing the larger picture of the policies of the United States and this and that and the other thing. But what the last caller just said, why don't we take and make this an issue about free speech? That's the whole entire issue in a nutshell, right?
Well, I think that's what we are making. I think we are pointing up the fact that free speech is not really free because it can be painful.
Yeah, I agree that with that. But, like, liberals in general, when they're on TV, when they're on the media, they get defensive, and they, instead of going after the larger picture, which is free speech, they get sucked up into these details of, like, oh, he said Eichmann. Well, yeah, he did say Eichmann. You know, he said we were little Eichmanns, but he has a right to say that. It's not against the law. He didn't yell fire in theater. You know, and I just, we need to get tough with this and start, like, I don't know. It's just really, really
frustrating. Well, we need to say it the way it really is. And the fact is that if we don't stand for social justice, if we don't stand for free speech, if we don't stand for these things, if we don't stand for human rights, if we don't stand for all of these things, then we stand for nothing. Then what's the whole point?
Well, the larger picture is free speech is defending obnoxious speech. Also.
That's exactly right.
And these neo-Nazis that say things like when that judge's husband and mother were killed, they were like cheering. Why don't we mention that?
Matthew Hale, because Matthew Hale is a convicted criminal.
Well, you know, why don't we?
That's why we don't mention that.
You know, why don't we mention that when you know that is offensive, but their counterattack is it's taxpayer dollars, and I think it's this Betsy Hoffman resigning. I think it's more related to financial matters than anything else, but I think it's a shame.
Maybe she got tired of all the pressure.
Maybe she got tired of all the pressure, but I do think that CU is poorly managed financially. But, you know, and I would like to see more colleges just be more well managed. But CU is not the only college that does this, but it's targeted as a liberal institution.
Yeah, that's
true. It has been targeted at Boulder, Colorado, the most liberal city in the United States.
You know what I think? I think Boulder, Colorado is the best city in the United States. I'm really in love with this area.
Well, it's
and,
nice.
And I had lived here 6 years ago, and I'll tell you, it beats most places that I've lived.
I lived
in Denver 6 years ago. Kaylee, thank you. Thank you for the call. I lived in Denver, and I'd come up here and to visit Boulder, but now I live in Boulder. I like Boulder. I like it a lot. It's unique. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Ward Churchill controversy, but now we have something else going on. Betsy Hoffman, the head of CU, has resigned. She says her plans to resign are effective June 30th or whenever her successor is named. And we're also talking about the left's response to the right. Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes, I just want to talk about Ward and just say that, you know, again, I agree with the last caller. This is a free speech issue. You know, the First Amendment.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson said that blood should be spilled every 20 years. Should we, you know, call him a villain too? I mean, you know, he was, in other words, Ward Churchill is not nuts. He is an artist. He's very flamboyant. He knows what he's saying, and he has an opinion. Is it wrong to have a university professor have an opinion in this country?
No, and you know something?
That's weird. I mean,
yeah,
why are we even talking about this? Why
well,
is the right...
To take it even a step further, wouldn't this be, I mean, can't the right get it through its head that this would be a boring world if we all thought the same way?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, we have enough of a monoculture in Colorado as it is. Coming from Boston originally, I moved here 2 years ago, and I just can't believe that they're talking about firing, you know, dismissing a university professor. And they can't find anything on this guy.
No.
He hasn't done anything wrong. Except for speak out and give an opinion. You know, the righties have really embraced the wrong issue on this one. Free speech should not be partisan. It should not be.
It shouldn't be. And you know something?
Why they made it that way?
It's
That's
wrong.
Weird,
well,
don't you think?
Yes, I do. But you know something? I think it's going to snap back at them.
Oh, yes, it is. Yep.
I think it definitely is.
Yep. They got rid of Betsy Hoffman. And you know what? Well, you know, they pressured her, I'm sure. I'm sure they made it as uncomfortable for her as they could possibly make it. And this is going to come back to haunt them.
All right, Christian.
This is McCarthyism. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. 303-713-7600. Yeah, do you believe Betsy Hoffman was pressured out? Think she was pressured? Hey, Turk, you think she was pushed out?
That's what I just told you about. As soon as that thing came down, I think that the pressure was way too much. You know, kind of like with Dick Tharp a couple months ago. Same thing. Just get out while you can.
Does anybody really blame her? Let's go to Louise in Denver. Louise, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I would like to comment on the bullying that the left is taking.
Sure.
And I think as Dems, we have a huge, fat elephant sitting in the middle of the room that we're all ignoring, and that is Karl Rove.
Yeah.
This man takes great joy in bringing down people through lies, dirty tricks, whatever. And he sits back in the shadows like a little cockroach and shines the light on the Democrats and then watches them squirm. Well, I think next time around, let's shine the light on him with some 527s and bring up what he did to McCain, Max Cleland, Ann Richards,
sure.
And God knows how many others. He's a bully. And I think once we shine the light on him, he's going to kind of melt down. But I think that would ease a lot of the problems we Democrats are having in these elections, because I swear we could bring St. Joseph down from the heavens, and he would bring him down, you know, through the dirty tricks.
You know something? I totally agree. I don't think I was at the Democratic National Convention in August of last year. Was it this year? I can't remember now. It was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was last year. I think we should have stood up to them immediately. We should have gone after George Bush from the day that thing opened until the day that it closed.
Absolutely. Look at the difference between the two conventions.
Yep.
The Democrats were so polite. and gentlemanly, and then here come the Republicans right after, and, you know, they called us everything but sweetheart and darling. So I think with Hillary, she will take the gloves off.
I hope so.
And I think that's what we need.
Now, what about Ward Churchill? Do you think he takes the buyout?
Oh.
Or do you think he gets fired?
I don't think they're going to fire him because I don't think they have a leg to stand on. It will be buyout. And I feel the same way. I wish that he would just stand his ground and let it just play itself out. But it's easy for me to say because I'm not under the pressure. And Betsy Hoffman, too. Again, the right has just pounded her and pounded her and pounded her through the media, newspaper ads, this type of thing.
All
and
right,
this
Louise.
Is what they're doing.
Thanks. Great
Thank
call.
You.
Thank you. 303-713-7600. Closing moments here with Jay Marvin. It is 9:44, 60 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Look for the high today to get up to about 56. It's going to be a great day along the Front Range and here in Boulder. All right. Betsy Hoffman has resigned effective June the 30th. What should Ward Churchill do? 303-713-7600.
Boulder's Progressive Talk, The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. This week on The Al Franken Show, I'm spending the weekend in the gym drinking nothing but smart water to prepare myself for the journalists, professors, elected officials, and even a...
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build the course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to fonduecity.com.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan
loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Talking to you.
Okay. Hey, I was just want to make a comment on that woman before that talked about Karl Rove.
Right.
You know, he said when he's a Bush's lover. When he first saw Bush, he said he fell in love with him. Then when he met Bush, he fell in love with him more. And he was the instigator of that Richards losing out down in Texas.
Right, I know that. Yeah.
And he's also the instigator of all of this stuff going on against the Democrats. You know, he's the terrorist. He's the one that people should work on.
Well, I don't know if we should call him a terrorist, but he's got an evil mind. You're right, we should go to work on him.
Yeah, and as far as that Ward Churchill, I think he has the right to speak his piece. And I don't think they should get after him for that, because this is a free country and freedom of speech.
All right. Thank you, Dolores.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to it's Joel in Denver. Joel, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Joel, you there? 3, 2, 1. Kellen in Broomfield, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Hey, man, what's up?
Good. Well, you know, I wanted to talk about Ward Churchill mainly. I have two phrases. One is incompetent teaching. That is basis enough for him to get fired. I have this guy as a professor at CU.
Well, how do you know? Wait a minute. When you explain yourself a little bit about incompetent teaching.
Incompetent teaching. He teaches that the European Holocaust never happened, that the Jews made it up, that he wrote in one of his essays, I might add.
So he's a Holocaust revisionist.
Yes, that is basis enough for him to get fired.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Incompetent teaching.
No, that's a matter of opinion.
No, it's not.
No. Whoa. Don't cry. Don't go there. Don't go to the dark side on me. I know what you're going to think, that I am trying to say that the Holocaust never happened. First of all, I've never read.
I'm not saying that. I'm not going to say that.
All right. I've never read that he's ever written that. That's number one. Somebody would have to show it to me.
Have
number
you read
two.
All of his
number two. No, I have not read all of his essays. Have you?
I have, yes.
All right, then I want you to supply me with that essay where he talks about the Holocaust, that the Jews were never exterminated in World War II. I want you to send that to me, and if I don't get it by the end of the week, then I'll have to assume that you're not telling me the truth.
All right, I don't know your email address.
Well, you can email it to me.
I don't know your email address.
JAYMARVIN.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting the paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
At AM760.net.
Oh, okay.
How come nobody else has called in to say that he teaches this in class?
Probably because they don't have him in class, dude. Has anyone called him exactly in his class?
Yeah, I've had a couple of people call. They've never brought it up.
Well, I guess I wasn't listening when they were talking to you.
So, I mean, are you telling me you're like the only one out of everybody who knows about this and did? And does he actually teach this? Wait a minute, let me finish my question here. Does he actually teach this in class, or is this something that he wrote outside of the classroom?
You bet he does. It's both. He taught it in class, and I was like, this can't be right. So then I found out about his essays, and so I went and read his essays. Both.
You know, that's a very strong charge to say that he's a Holocaust revisionist.
He said it on TV. So he says that the
wait a minute,
the
wait, whoa, whoa, the Holocaust is whoa, Palestine. Hold it a second. Now you're jumping from the classroom to the television set. Now, which one was it? Why do I have a feeling that was a fake? Okay, thank you very much. I should have bet that guy some money. Jerry in Loveland, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jeremy, I'm sorry, Jeremy, go ahead.
How you doing, Jay?
Okay,
hey,
man.
I just want to say, you know, I think that, you know, Ward is, he's inflammatory, he's awesome, he's kind of like an action hero, you know, he should keep doing what he's doing, he shouldn't back down, and what will happen eventually, Jay, is the same thing that happened with Howard Stern about a year ago. The Republicans will stop giving him attention, and he'll just kind of disappear. And that's what the Republicans do. They'll stop giving him attention to the point where everyone just writes him off as, you know, a
yeah.
whack job, which is unfortunate.
Well, they'll move on to another target.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they'll find something that you know, that lights up the polls on Fox News a little better, you know, and fires everybody up. But I think absolutely he should not back down. He should not take a buyout. I think you know, he's action packed. You know, it's I enjoy listening to the guy and watching him, and I think we need more folks that are inflammatory like that, you know, on our side of the fence here.
All right, what do you ultimately think will happen to him?
Ultimately, unfortunately, I think he'll probably take the buyout. And, you know, I hate to say it because I really don't think he should. But ultimately, yeah, Jay, I think he's going to take that buyout. You know,
right.
And he'll retire happily and enjoy himself.
All right. Hey, thanks. Great call.
Thank you, Jay.
You got it. All right, let's try Mick and Golden again. Mick, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead. Mick?
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah.
Can I hear you, Mick?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can I hear you? I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. A couple things. One of them is Ward Churchill. I think what's going to happen to Ward Churchill is he's going to sell a lot more books than he would have sold before, thanks to Governor Owens.
Yeah, that's
he's
true.
He's going to be able to increase his speaking fees more than he ever would have been able to do, thanks to the legislature and Governor Owens. I think that they'll probably offer him a buyout, and it'll be a test of his, ideology as to whether he takes the buyout or doesn't.
Would you be disappointed in him if he took the buyout?
Oh, I don't know. A little bit, maybe. I think if, you know, he really stands for what he stands for, he probably will stay there and fight the fight. But I don't know whether he will or not, depending
right.
on how good the buyout is.
So you think he definitely takes the buyout and you wouldn't be disappointed in him?
No, I think I don't know what he'll do, but if he takes the buyout, it does say a little bit about his strength of commitment to his ideology.
Yeah, I got to hand you that. That's very, very true. For me, I wouldn't take the buyout. I'd stand up.
Yeah.
All right, Mick, thanks, man.
The other thing is, on Betsy Hoffman, just a quick one.
Sure.
I don't think we want to get Betsy Hoffman and Ward Churchill confused. Betsy Hoffman's done a terrible job as president of the University of Colorado, and I think it's a good thing that she's leaving. She doesn't have any, she showed no dynamic leadership. She didn't take a stand when there was a stand to take on Churchill. She didn't take a stand on really on anything. She's just been trying to smooth everything over. And when you're president of a major university, you've got to take stands. You've got to be a leader.
All right, man. Very well said. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Jim in Littleton. Jim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey.
Yeah.
Jay?
Yes, Jim.
Hey, glad you're back in town.
Thanks, man.
Just wanted to comment your question earlier in the show about the liberal response to situations. I hope we don't go down to the dirt with the righties. Let's take the high road and let's get dynamic and let's beef up our responses, but let's not go down to the dirty road of the righties.
See, man, I wish that worked, but after I saw what those 527s did and after I saw what the SWIFT book